All right, well, we are recording.
Yay!
Boo! And rock falls and Margaret Stumbleduck is...
They will sing her praises for eons. She was the smartest, most beautiful, most wonderful singer. And damn, could she play whatever the fuck instrument she played.
The soul seemed to say as it exited her body. So previously...
Fortunately, her cousin, Justin Case, comes along.
I actually did go to a high school with a guy named Justin Case.
That's fantastic.
His parents were awful.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Alright, so previously...
Did he have an older brother and he was Justin Case?
No, Justin Case was his name.
No, but he had an older brother.
So they named
him.
The
spare.
He was Justin Case.
Well, his older brother was Andrew, so maybe Andrew Case and Justin Case. Andrew fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
Okay. Actually, I'm assuming Justin is short for Justinian.
Justinian.
Your hair's looking
bad. Previously, you guys were in the City of Trees, Arachna. City in the Trees, where you guys defeated the Arachna Flying Squirrels in arena combat.
Still mad that there were no spiders.
Or flying squirrels.
Where Tel became a bit of a minor celebrity. From there is the Angel of Death, which made you guys pester...
Priya.
Priya, Jesus Christ, it's been too long since we played.
About our merch?
About your merchandising.
Oh yeah, our merchandising efforts, that's a thing.
You were contracted by the city to handle on the DL, a spider problem they are having. You quickly found out that the spiders in this case were a gang, not actual spiders. You guys decided to take the spiders at their word and threw shade at a city official before leaving town.
Yep.
Then, as you guys are traveling to Yemen, your cart broke down. It turns out not by accident, as you were attacked by, as you lured in and attacked by some cultists who worship this plant, Keshia, or as you guys call it, Kesha.
I love her.
Monsters. She's so sparkly.
Having defeated the carnivorous plant and the cultists that worshipped it as a god, you guys proceeded onward towards the main.
Didn't we also steal an axle from one of the other wagons, thereby completely negating all the effort our dwarf friend
did? Yes.
That's right.
Yes, Mora and Morik had been carving a new axle out of wood.
Sorry about your lives, guys.
Speaking of leveling up, I have a note here that says 7th level, something to do with being a knight. Which I think means I didn't finish leveling up my character.
If you go to edit character, you can look, it'll tell you if you have any choices to make. It'll give you some blue exclamation points.
I'm sorry, Fairfield. We're like toddlers.
You guys are...
That's crazy. Definitely true.
I mean, you guys are every D&D player ever. Take that for whatever... Take that for whatever it is.
So, if it says two choices or one choice, that means I have a choice to make?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wait, you do that again?
There's a drop-down... Nope. Drop-down menu from your name.
So what preferences?
Yeah.
Edit character.
How do you put a hit, a bonus to hit, on a custom item?
You have a custom item that gives you a bonus to hit?
Well, I'm trying to put my Ring of the Ram into my attack actions. Because I always have to go back and find it, and I forget that I have it.
Mm.
So I have it all created, I just can't put the hit in there, the plus to hit.
Or exceptional training.
I'd have to look at it with you, because I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay.
That's
fair.
We'll look at it at the break.
Yeah.
Well, this is my own fucking fault, so I'll deal with this later.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so we start the session 3 years ago.
Oh, right. Sorry, I forgot. Of course I did.
Somewhere somewhere on the coast of the Devalian Sea. Diku, you are 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are only 17 years old, I just realized.
Am I?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
I thought I was older than that.
Well, tortoises only live to be 50, so... Turtles, you're essentially 34 in human years.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a fire on the beach. Big flames flicking towards the sky. As your mother sits there, dressed in her finest clothing, and imparts with you her final words of wisdom. She says, I can feel my time is at an end, Diku. She says, but don't you feel bad for me. I've seen much of this world. She says, and I've taught you everything I know.
I know you have. Sorry, I'm an awkward panda.
She says, it's okay, in situations like this, one can't find the words to say.
Yeah.
But someday, perhaps, you'll be here with passing on your wisdom to a hatchling of your own.
Maybe.
She says, the best advice I can give you is the same advice my mother gave me before she passed on. She says, when you're exploring the world, always seek out the strange corners of it. That's where the wrinkles are that make life interesting. Lot.
Okay.
She says, the roads most followed are well mapped, she says, but the interesting bits lie where the map ends.
I will.
And she looks out as the sun sets over the ocean and closes her eyes. And you see this, she closes her eyes, she starts to glow with this fantastical light, as this ball of energy, exits her body and starts to float towards the heavens. And as that ball leaves her body, she breathes her last breath, and lays there motionless.
Okay.
As you watch the ball ascend to the heavens as the sun descends from it. The sound of the ocean fills your ears. And it's now 3 years later, and the sound of the ocean is filling your ears as you stand on the cliff overlooking the waters below.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you have made it to Yemaine, the submerged city. It is a city that is both half on land and half underwater. It is home to many sea folk, including members of...
Just like New Orleans.
What was that?
I don't know what that was. Somebody got a notification. Mm. Members of the Triton Nation, which are these sort of merfolky type creatures. Anyway, Morn works as Bria messaged that your hotel is... down below.
What's
your
it called?
Hotel is down below.
Really, Sumler? What's the name of the place?
He says the name of the place is the Merfolk's Trident. It's very aptly named.
Who are these dwarves?
What?
Who are these dwarves?
The ones we've been traveling with?
Where are your roadies?
The same ones from before?
Ah. We should make it a point to introduce you to every morning.
Apparently.
We're in like a 51st date situation.
Dude, we drank together last night.
Intelligence is fine.
They say we fixed the wagon you ride around in.
That's nice.
Why then y'all
you're
are
just
great.
Somebody that I used to know.
Well, on that note...
You're going to leave. I'm just going to disappear in the middle of it.
They take you down some switchbacks down to the beach level. These kind of tall... they're very, like, natural-shaped buildings. They almost kind of look like coral-shaped.
Mm-hmm.
And they take you down to a line. People where you guys have to wait for about an hour and a half or so to get to your turn, where this sort of bubble-domed transport kind of comes up, and you guys are able to load your wagons and yourselves into it.
Do I have to take the elevator thing?
He says, no, you can...
Semi-aquatic.
Yeah, I am.
Cool.
I'm fucking portal.
He says, you can go down on your own if you want.
How do I get in?
You just swim down.
You jump in the water.
There's access points to the bubbles.
Oh, okay, there's an access point. Is it well marked? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Just follow the schools.
Peace, y'all! And I run and jump in the water.
Show off.
What's your swim? Do you have swim speed?
I can hold my breath up to an hour. And that, let me get to my shiznit here. Let's see.
I don't think turtles get one by default. Which is fine, you can hold your breath for an hour.
Yeah, I can hold my breath up to an hour at a time. Yeah, and more swim speed would be in my racial traits, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it going to take me an hour to get there?
If you get lost, because you don't know where you're going. All
right, as you dive underwater.
I imagine it's hard to miss a city.
As you dive underwater, there's sort of some shallows, and then it gives way very quickly to this deep drop-off.
Mm-hmm.
And as you cross over the drop-off, you almost catch your breath for a second as you see just these bubbles under the water filled with these glowing lights floating in there.
Oh, cool.
And as you're swimming there, you see there's this sort of cylindrical tunnel that goes under the water, and you can actually see the wagon and the rest of your companions slowly descending.
Are there fish around?
Yeah, there's fish around. You also see tritons, which are like merfolk people, like swimming around.
Are they eating the fish?
No.
Oh.
Not yet.
Okay.
I mean,
Is there any indication that I can't eat these fish or these sacred fish or anything?
Roll me a knowledge local check. Or history, I guess is what they call it.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Six.
Nothing you're aware of.
Well,
you should probably just eat some fish. I
think I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the water. Oh, wait, no, I'm a turtle. I want kelp. Is there kelp around?
Yeah.
Turtles eat kelp, right?
Depends I think on the turtles can eat bugs.
Bugs, insects, fish, whatever.
Frogs.
No. They're omnivores.
Well, alright, I don't know about the fish, but I'm sure they're not going to be mad about the fucking kelp. So, I grab some kelp in my mouth, and can I swim faster than the bubble?
Yeah, it's moving pretty slow.
Yeah, so I swim around the bubble, trailing with my kelp, and then I swim off eating.
As you go down to get the kelp, some other turtle pokes his head up and says, "We're dairy, ma'am."
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad.
By the way, I just want to know, when you swim around her bubble, there's a lot of...
I assume she's like an otter kind of thing, like otter with the tummy up, just to like be an extra...
I mean, there's the bubble, and then like I'm swimming towards it, and I go like this way, so yeah, I'd be belly side up.
As you
have the kelp trailing behind me.
Cut to the inside of the bubble, where there's just like a very tired looking gnome. It's just like, keep all hand, feet, and objects inside the bubble for your safety.
We have an option?
Yeah, right.
Be out of the bubble?
I mean, if you want to breathe water, you can do that.
No.
Then stay all feet, hands, and objects inside the bubble.
So can I... So if I put my hand through the bubble,
mm-hmm.
And we all die?
You have no god now.
Or is my hand just through the bubble?
Your hand gets wet, but it could get caught by a tide or by any number of things. Wait, ma'am, I get paid 2 silver pieces a day to tell you to not stick your hands, feet, or objects outside of the bubble. I don't actually give a shit if you do or not. The consequences are all yours.
I am going to do the same kind of Calvin and Hobbes spin tackle to Margaret Stumbleduck from a standing position. Mm-hmm. Attempt it.
Just like Rickroll, or just
yeah,
like,
no, stop it.
I'm flat footed, not expecting it. Because I'm poking the bubble, and now I'm pinned under a giant bird.
Alright, so you see all this from outside the bubble.
I'm really excited. And I'm eating my kelp.
I'm just sleeping belly up in my wheel bed.
What about you, Akka?
I think I'm just leaning up against the side of the bubble, like, almost like this. I'm just watching.
Tell?
Yeah, just standing over to the side, as if I don't belong to the group.
Trying to keep your dog from freaking out.
Inside the bubble.
Mm-hmm. All right, so...
She's here.
You guys make it down into the primary bubble, which is this... Which you look above, yeah, and you just see the shimmering, like, sun filtered through hundreds of feet of water hanging over your head. The strong, what looks to be glass bubble above you, and, you know, leaving all this breathable air in here. You also see there's, like, homes and stuff outside of bubbles that are just completely submerged. That's not where you can go.
What sort of a biosphere? Like, is it cold or tropic, or what are the kinds of fish and...
The waters are very warm and tropic.
Okay.
So very brightly colored fish, coral everywhere.
Little mermaid.
Yeah, the water here is like, the temperature here under the bubble is like 60 degrees and pleasant.
Okay.
Deku, you see them arrive. You see there's a number of like, essentially airlocks around that you can, you see like a Triton swim up the one and enter it, and the door shuts behind them.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'll finish my kelp snack, mm-hmm. and then I'll go.
Alright. You guys meet up in the main thoroughfare of this underwater bubble.
It's a circular thing? Concentric circle?
Yeah. Big circular bubbles. So just like a half a sphere, essentially.
Is there height to it? Like, are there buildings?
Oh, yeah, the bubble itself is just on the outside. There's nothing building off of it. But it's probably good... 80 feet up, the bubble itself.
Probably like the Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Like Gungans. That.
Yeah, those people.
Mm-hmm. Mora says the Merfolk Strident's just down the street here.
Cool, thank you. Lead on.
Right. So she leads you there. Mm-hmm. You guys... make your way inside, and you hear a very loud voice say, "You're here!
We're here!"
She says, "I was worried you were delayed."
"We're here now!"
She says, "How fared the road?" This is Priya, of course.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, I realized I should have... Priya's here. She's got like a drink in hand. She's in her cups already a little bit. Mm.
We should have merchandise.
Yeah. What happened to that?
That was okay.
Oh, we should have merchandise. I mean,
we're just gonna poke everyone. So they all get pissed off and drop us. And then it becomes, how do we figure out how to run our own business?
She says, "Well, good news on that front. We don't have it for this fight or the next one," she says. But when you guys make it to Appella, she says, "We will, in fact, have merchandise ready for you there."
Okay, Priya, I need to talk to you about my marketing. I need you to introduce me to everybody as Margaret Stumbleduck, singer of songs, kicker of asses, talker of bushes, drinker of ales, and lover of all.
I find a piece of kelp that got itself stuck in my shell, and I slap it, not quite on your shoulder, but it grazes you as it goes down.
And she says, "That's quite the title," she says.
"I'm quite the woman."
"Well, there's no disputing that, Margaret. However, if we... You know, the announcer, they only have so much time. And
Priya, honey. I know you're good. I trust you. You'll make it happen. Where's my
bra? Well, fuck you too, bitch."
"I'm yours!"
That is a Margaret Stumbleduck.
So, you in your that. Voice.
So she says it in your voice. Your own voice tells you.
And hopefully I'm in such a way that Priya can't tell that I said it versus her.
Roll me deception.
This is how this character was meant to be played.
Let's see here. I think I get
Maybe I get some sort of advantage, but I don't know if it's advantage or
plus two. Sure, you have advantage on this.
Well, it's something for my mimicry skill, as I get. So I'm trying to actually figure out what it is.
These are really good.
Mm-hmm. What are they?
Chocolate grain cookies. Just roll it. We'll see what you get.
Okay.
Doubt.
Okay. A creature... Oh, no, that's just for other people. Okay. I have a 12 plus... Go to my... How do I get back to Panic Fight Song? Damn it. Panic Fight Song. I'm sorry, everyone.
You rolled a 12?
Yeah.
Okay. She says, kiss your mother with that mouth, Margaret Stumbleduck? Mm.
I'm rolling persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at me. Yeah, look at feather nuts over there.
Feather nuts.
23.
Oh! Actually, creatures can, that was the thing that I was just saying, creatures can see through my mimicry if they make a wisdom save. Mm. How do I get out of it?
Priya looked really confused for a second. She says, one second.
Get me in trouble, bird brain. I care about marketing.
She says, well, I think marketing's a great idea. Why doesn't everybody tonight in your hotel, tonight in your hotel, just come up with your titles, use Margaret as a sterling example. Mm. She says, besides, you're going to have a few days, she says, before the fight, she says, I wasn't sure when you'd get in, so you have about 3 days to do whatever you want here in the city underwater.
I need money.
I pay you your money.
Don't you have a purse under all that fur?
I just...
I'm sorry, imagine you're robbing, just go, holy shit, I have pockets.
You could totally make pockets in your fur, just weave your fur together. Go find a hair salon and ask them to braid pockets into your belt.
Just find a gross, dirty, white hippie.
She says, is this all of your first times to be a maid?
Yeah, I don't remember.
She says, they have this excellent local delicacy here. It is fresh, raw fish served atop of rice.
Aren't these people fish?
No.
Isn't that offensive?
Don't. No.
As you say that, no. Like, out in the background, there walks a person who's, like, half shark, half human, just...
Yeah?
She says, no, they're merfolk. There is a difference.
They're not food.
They taste different.
You don't taste them.
If it can talk, don't eat it.
That's a good rule of thumb, actually.
Except
That's...
for pussy.
Wait. I'm not going to put the context. I'm just putting it separately as except for pussy.
Does your pussy talk?
I was going to thank you! Thank you! That's what I was sitting on.
It screams.
Oh, no.
She says, I feel like it's been a month and a half since I've seen you. I've missed you all so much.
I can't tell if Priya loves or hates us.
Just like our DS. Just like our DS.
That she is doing her job well. She says, let me tell you about the fight. It's a little different than the fights you're accustomed to, and it might dictate what you do over the next few days. She says, this one will not be a fight to the death. Well, none of them are fights to the death. But this one isn't a fight for, you know, just 6-on-6 to the last one standing. She says, this one's a bit different. She says, they have a completely underwater arena that you guys will be fighting in. She says, on your side...
Nope.
Oh, wait, like, completely underwater? Like no air?
Yes, you're going to have to get some potions of water breathing.
Nope.
What's the matter? You're not a penguin?
Not a penguin.
Sorry, it's great.
She says, you'll have to be underwater. She says, now, there will be, above water, there'll be a platform on each end of the arena. She says, on that arena is a sphere, she says, 8 feet in diameter, that you must... Or else, sorry, that's way too big.
4 feet.
5 feet in diameter.
Sure.
She says that you must get from your side of the arena... Or no, you must go to the other...
Are we stealing?
Are you high?
She's too drunk.
She says, sorry, I've been a bit... I've had
it's
a bit of a wine.
It's fine, you've had two beers.
She says, you must go to the other side of the arena, steal their ball, and bring it back to your side of the arena and place it in the cup.
Holy bag of balls!
So this
ball is 5 feet.
We're stealing balls?
Yes.
This ball is as big as me.
Yes.
Why is it so big?
In the duck.
She says, well, they used to use a smaller ball, but then people would just mage hand it, she says, and so they made it bigger, she says. She says, any one of you should be able to handle this ball.
I don't know that my arm span is that big.
She said, well, it'll be underwater.
It'll be underwater, so
you can
be, like, paddling it.
Oh.
It'll
does
be
the
like
ball
a beach
float?
Ball.
It does not float, she says. However, it's perfectly designed so that it's buoyant enough that it just stays in whatever depth it's at.
Okay. It's the exact same density. So basically, if we let go of it, it'll just stay where it is.
Oh, okay.
We can carry it, but we can also leave it in space. And it'll stay at that side.
It's easy. Setup. So there's water.
Yeah, we can push it.
There's platforms on either end.
Yep.
There's cups on platforms on either end.
There's, yeah.
And we have to get the ball from this side to the other.
Yep.
It's all underwater.
Right, except for the platforms at the ends, which are above water. So you have to take
it. Is there anything above it? How far does it go beyond?
She says above the water, she says there's like 10 feet of dome. Mm. That's about it.
Okay, so we just got to get to the other side and back with a ball before the other team does.
Right, and of course they're going to try to stop you from getting their ball while at the same time trying to get your ball.
I'm sorry, I thought we were mercenaries, not footballers.
Do you want the money?
I gotta do the razzle-dazzle.
She says,
You do always have to do the razzle-dazzle.
She says about 33% of these fights end with one side just brutally attacking the other, then when everyone's knocked out, just taking their ball and putting it on the other side.
Wait, so. We're not supposed to attack each other?
No, you can.
Oh, okay.
She says, every fight has at least one or two people get knocked out. She says, but the important thing is the fight can end even if not everyone is knocked out.
What happens if you destroy their ball?
You forfeit.
Their ball, not my ball.
We're trying to steal their ball.
You're trying to
get it to ours.
Steal it.
Yes.
We're
playing
what
capture the flag.
But what if we destroy our ball?
Yeah!
You forfeit.
Lose our ball. We also have to protect our ball. We can't
but then
let them
it's not
have
stolen.
He's not wrong.
You know, in the history of 136 fights in this format, the ball has never been destroyed.
What happens if both of us steal the other balls and get it to the other side?
At the exact same moment?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I imagine if it happened at the exact same moment, it would be a tie. She says, but it's never happened.
Mm.
She says there's magic involved, that only the first ball that gets put into the cup will...
We could try Wizard Tournament this.
What?
That's out of character. Yeah. The Triwizard Tournament in Harry Potter,
the first
person who touches it is supposed to be transported, but they touch it at the same time.
So they both,
okay. What happens if everyone pees at the same time?
Same thing.
She said, I hear they put some sort of chemical in the water that if you urinate, it turns green and everyone can see that you've urinated.
Mm.
But that might be an urban legend. I don't know.
Who wants to test it?
Do we get paid more if we win?
Well, yes.
Okay. Just making sure that's still a thing. I'm very confused.
Wonder how my wings will
She says, if you're confused, you can just murder them. That's fine.
You're in charge of murdering the other team. We'll
Are
with
we in charge
else.
Of finding like our own ways of breathing underwater?
She says,
I've purchased
platform with
a potion of water breathing for each of you.
Just plop it on anything that tries to get to
you. For both Ruby and I, is there something that will allow us to be able to swim as feathered creatures?
Magical items, right?
Yeah, there's magical items. You can also, you can swim even without the magical items. She says, now this brings me up to my good point here of underwater combat and what that's like.
Yeah. What is this? Very I can't fancy. Read that.
Read it to us.
It'll be in the middle of the table.
Okay. Yeah.
So, if you're, unless you have a magical swim ability, or a swim score, your melee weapons will be at disadvantage, except daggers, javelins, short swords, tridents, and spears, so things that you poke with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or if you have a swim speed, that's fine.
Wait, hand axes?
Hand axes will be at a disadvantage, unless you have some sort of magical
But if you get a magical item that lets you swim, all this goes away?
Mm-hmm.
For the melee side, yes.
Okay, for the melee side.
Your ranged weapons, except crossbows, nets, and spear-like weapons, are at disadvantage. And they automatically miss if you're at long range.
Oh, okay.
And all creatures have fire resistance.
That would
That's too bad.
No.
Well, that makes sense.
I know. I'm automatically unhappy
what about the
with fire resistance.
Here.
They're at disadvantage unless it's a crossbow. First, if it's something that you throw, like a spear.
Oh, those are different.
It's fine. But otherwise, if it's like a bow and arrow, it's going to be at disadvantage.
Hmm?
And at long range, it just misses on me. So.
Mm. So what about electrical? Does that do anything weird? Like if you shot a lightning bolt?
Surprisingly not.
That would be a little complicated, I imagine.
She says the magic of lightning, the magical lightning functions differently than regular electricity, so it works just the way you think it works, and let's just leave it at that, not question it.
Well, we need to go shopping.
Mm. Yep. I already know what I want.
She says, clearly. She says, but first Priya needs to get herself another drink.
Are we going to pause it?
Yeah, we'll pause it, sure.
Okay.
Oh. And we're back.
Okay.
Yay!
I didn't realize we weren't recording. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine. We were on a little bit of a pause. We consciously uncoupled from the recording while we got our drinks refilled. All right, so, anyway, Priya says, yes, so, underwater combat, we got 3 days, tomorrow I'll show you the field. We'll kind of go through what the features are, and we can go from there. She says, now, if you'll excuse me, she says, I'm on my 7th glass of wine, and I hear my bed, a bed a-calling.
Have fun with that, Priya.
She says, I will, and so will the people waiting for me there.
Ooh.
Patrick,
And she departs.
Okay. I'm going shopping.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I assume we need to go in turns or something because I have something specific I need to look for.
Well, we can all go together.
Or
we just go around the table,
right? Yeah, you guys make it to Maritime Michelle's Magical Mercantile.
Did you just make that up?
I did. Off the top of my head just now.
Why won't you make eye contact with me, Chris Fairfield?
So afraid. Yeah, you guys go to Magical Michelle's Maritime and Mercantile. And,
Maritime.
Is Michelle there waiting for us?
Maritime Michelle's Magical Mercantile. There's, in fact, a heavyset Triton woman. With kind of clownfish coloring on her scales. As you guys walk in, and the little bell rings, ding-a-ling-a-ling. It's upstairs.
Do you want me to go get it?
No, it's okay. Yeah. Moving fast.
We hear it in our head.
And she says, welcome, everybody, to Maritime Michelle's Magical Mercantile. She says, I am Michelle. I'm your magical mercantile saleswoman.
Our shell woman?
Magical mercantile merchant.
She says, there, now you've got yourself a little discount.
Yeah!
She says, what can I do you for today? She says, you look like you're from out of town and you have money. My favorite two combinations.
So, you see, I swim, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I heard about this item.
Yeah.
Sounds so cool. It will let me double my walking speed in the water.
Also known as your swimming speed.
You don't have a swim speed unless you have a magical item. So when I'm in the water and I'm swimming, it's Never mind, it's out of
character. You're in the water.
I messed up! Walking, I wasn't in character!
Therefore, you're swimming!
She says, oh, it sounds like you're referring to the famous Cloak of the Manta Ray.
That's the one!
She says, it's actually a pretty commonly requested item here on these parts. We've got our artificers busy pumping those things out.
Nice.
Every day. She says,
So it should be like 100 gold, right?
250 gold pieces.
225?
We're going to buy multiple things. You should give us a discount.
The 250 is a discount that I gave you for coming up with merchant. She says this item usually goes for 300 gold pieces or more.
Insight.
Rotman, you're insighting?
I am.
I'm going to as well.
That would be a 3. I think she's lying.
You've never met a more honest person in your life.
22.
She's telling the truth.
Okay.
350.
Okay. I gave her my money.
So I looked up the
she says first sale today.
Preemptive health, and it says it basically makes you immune to disease. Says nothing about constitution.
There's a different one. I always get those two confused.
I'll look it up. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a con increase, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's an amulet of vitality? Check that one. She says, who else needs to purchase some magical goods from your magical merchant?
I need to refill this, and I hold up my balloon pack that needs an air node.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She says, it's just a 1 gold piece convenience charge for that.
Oh, cool. Yes, please, do that.
She says, all the Devillian Empire's on the balloon node standard. She takes your pack and goes over to a little device that she takes a key out and unlocks and opens up and just...
Yeah. Cool. I'm going to window shop while that is happening and everyone's...
Oh, no, you're a monster!
I can't talk to the person and tell her what I need except through some sort of mimic.
I really thought the baby shark was just you being a jackass.
I didn't expect to make it this far into the session without it coming up, so.
Alright, that's fair.
She just kneels down in front of you. She says, a kinku. She says, I've heard about your kind. You can only mimic, correct?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, see what you did there. She says, so I take it. She says, I get sort of, you wouldn't happen to be glam, would you?
Depends on what you think of glam.
She says you were the ones that are challenging the sharks at the gladiation pit coming up in 3 days.
You've heard of us! I am Margaret Stumpleduck, singer of songs, kicker of asses, talker of bushes, drinker of ale, then lover of all.
She says, tell me a little more about the bush talking.
Very small package.
There's a lot in this small package, to be sure. I pop out my chest and try to look big, which only makes me look smaller.
She says, you are adorable.
And lethal.
And lethal. She says, with self-confidence like that, I can't help but ask. She says, you have dinner plans tonight?
Maybe I do now.
Stumbleduck's gonna fuck that cat.
Stumbleduck's gonna fuck that fish.
Discretion, ladies and gentlemen, please.
She says, I'm a triton, thank you. She says, not a fish. She says, I'm a bit more easygoing than most. She says, but some triton will take much offense at that.
But Michelle, she can only repeat things.
I was referring to your furry friend who referred to me as a fish.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Huh?
She says, anyway, I, being a brilliant merchant that I am, I've put all these context clues together, so I assume that you're looking for something that will let you swim underwater more effectively, considering your foliage.
Your foliage. I like it.
And I am a brilliant merchandiser.
She says, well, in that case, she says, I have just the item for you. She says, you do have hands, yes? Yes. Great. She says, well, I'm sure. Never actually, you're the first kinku I've ever actually met. Read a lot about you. Mostly erotica, but...
Don't eat to bird people.
She says, I would never think of that.
Well, I don't know about dinner, then.
She says, there's a... it's a magical ring. for 250 gold pieces because I like you. She says, I can sell you this ring. She pulls a ring out of her pocket. She says, that will enable you to swim very effectively in the water. One might say 40 feet every 6 seconds or so.
What is it she got?
A ring of swimming.
The what?
A ring of swimming.
Ring of swimming.
I'm in love.
It's the amulet of health. It's a rare item.
Mm-hmm. Did they say we were going to be provided with potions of water breathing?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, we don't have to buy those. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Could that help me as well?
Potion? Oh, pot.
The ring
potions
of swimming?
Yes, if you'd like to be able to effectively move underwater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think I would like that as well. Could we get a discount if we
Dude! We're going through every one of these fights. We gotta buy something special for every one of them. Are you leading us on a mountain quest? We're going up the mountain, and at the top we're going to fight something that uses all of these things?
I mean, if I was a clever DM, maybe.
Well, guess what? You got the idea there. Sorry I interrupted.
How many of us want these rings?
What's that?
How many of us want these rings?
Oh, so that we can spend
money. I swish my cash.
Yeah,
we can get a good.
So we can discount? Try and get a discount if we buy in
bulk. We'll buy lots of things.
All right, she says, tell you what, if you buy 5 of these rings, she says, I will sell them to you for a grand total of 1,000 gold pieces.
I don't need a ring.
Okay, I will take it.
That's a
good
deal.
200?
Right?
No, 200
I don't need a ring.
She says, it's 250 gold pieces. Well, you know, I tell you what, buy 4, I'll throw the 5th one in for free.
This is the same thing. It's 200 gold pieces.
Yeah. Hey. Well, you've got a ring now.
Look,
Jason.
Bear. It was Punchy who was the master negotiator, but I can't remember the way that Punchy said, I am the master negotiator.
What did I just buy?
A ring of swimming.
Ring of swimming.
Why did you guys, find it?
Was I way behind on that? Did you guys already find the amulet of health?
No.
No.
Okay.
Is it not an equipment?
So, the amulet of health is 2,000 gold pieces.
We can't afford that.
Well, I can put in a little bit.
I can.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't spent much
so,
money yet.
How much money do you have, Akron?
How much money?
Mm-hmm.
10 platinum, 2,000 gold,
platinum.
5 copper. Mm-hmm. Yep. Or silver.
I forgot that I had platinum. Yeah. I was worried that I only had 250 gold. I had 10 platinum.
Which is
100,
not 1,000. Okay,
yeah, it's
100
gold. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
All right. So, do I give 200 gold?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will give you 1,200 gold for the amulet and a +2 pike.
That's a terrible deal for me. She says, "I'm."
But it's cash in hand.
She says, "I'm a master magical merchant." She says, "I'm not going to just give you." That's a terrible deal. We're offering to buy 2 things for less than the price of 1.
I'll sign things in your store.
She says, you've got appeal I can't deny. She says, but not enough to bring that many people into my store.
What if I throw in a magic rope?
What?
I have a rope of climbing I don't need.
Is that like, that's uncommon, right?
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Just a regular.
It's not a regular rope.
And she says, you want to trade this in for a +2 pike and an England pound.
And 1,300 gold.
She says, you realize that the +2 pike alone costs 5,000 gold pieces.
What?
All right. +1.
What?
He's attempting to negotiate for
one at a time.
It goes from rare to uncommon.
How much is uncommon usually cost?
100 to 500,
okay.
Depending on the item.
So can I get a crossbow heavy of warning, apparently?
Heavy crossbow of warning?
Yeah.
Uncommon?
Uncommon requires attunement, it says.
Yeah.
I don't know how do I do.
You can attune up to 3 items.
Okay, so I can get that. It has a range of 100 and 400.
300 gold pieces for that one.
That's more expensive.
How do I add a ring of
light of one
to my inventory?
If you go to manage items.
Okay. Manage equipment.
Mm-hmm. There should be an add item button. And there'll be a search bar. You can just search for it.
Okay. What's it called?
Ring of swimming.
Dude, I can get a broom of flying. And the best part is that it functions like a mundane broom when you're not flying.
Oh, that's nice. You can sweep up the messes.
And hide really well, so no one will know.
What about just a normal heavy crossbow? How much would that cost?
Oh, it's those are really cheap.
That's a ring of what?
How swimming, cheap? But I'm trying to get the thing to let me scrub.
It's a magic weapon, apparently.
Well, just a heavy crossbow on its own is not magical.
Okay.
200 each.
Heavy crossbow costs 50 gold pieces.
Okay, I think I'll take one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just add so heavy crossbow. And crossbows don't have a disadvantage.
Correct.
Underwater.
Correct.
Perfect, okay.
In a 100-foot range.
In a 100-foot range, yes. Okay.
After 100 feet, they just can't.
It's an auto miss. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. So I take 50 off. 50.
Ooh.
She says,
okay,
anybody else need anything? She says, anybody that's going to make a serious offer.
Do you have a cape of the mountebank?
She says, fresh out of those, unfortunately.
Where do I search for all of these magical things? Manage equipment?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine carpet.
So net and tridents.
She says, no, teleportation is fun.
Those would both have no disadvantage, right?
Correct.
Okay. Those would be fine. I think that I would like to buy a net trident.
Cool.
Pokey stick of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And I will indicate this via mine.
There's no more cats to clean up the ice.
Oh. The prices are for those who are listed in the book, just whatever they're listed for, pick it up.
We don't have prices.
If you look for non-natural items, it shows the price.
Oh, non-magic, okay.
It'll show the price.
So what was the price maybe for a pike plus one uncommon?
That would be 300 gold pieces.
300. Yeah, that's a good deal. I'll do that.
So how many of these games have you seen?
She says, oh, I'm a season ticket holder, she says.
I've really been thinking about getting interested in it. What's the most memorable moment you can think of in the game's history that you've seen as far as, like, what are people successful at doing?
She says, well, you know, it's interesting because it's different from a lot of the gladiation fights up north, she says, in that it's more of a zone control thing. She says, probably the best thing I ever saw was, this was, God, probably 10 years ago. She says, it was the Sharks, but it was a different lineup than now. And she says, anyway, there was this really handsome Triton named Pablo, she says, and Pablo ended up being the last person left alive, well, not alive, you know, conscious, on his team, she says, and despite the fact that it was 4-1 against him, he was still able to get their ball. He managed to breach out of the water. And then he apparently had these wings that he had been hiding the whole time, dramatically revealed them, just glided across, and just dropped the ball right in the thing. Moments, literally moments, seconds before the other team was going to do the same to him. It was probably the closest photo finish I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what a photo is, but it sounds like the right phrase for this occasion.
That's amazing. Oh my goodness. I'm definitely going to become a fan.
She says, you're with Glam, aren't you?
Yes.
And you're fighting in 3 days, right?
Sure am. What of it?
I like how I heard Akra's expression go from...
What of it?
She says, don't take this the wrong way. She says, but you seem a bit, small. Small.
Small.
Yes.
Big heart.
Aww. I'm fast.
She says,
and I'm smart.
You find yourself getting knocked out a lot in the pit.
I wouldn't say that.
How frequently?
Liar! Liar!
Oh no, there's a fire!
Oh, dog! Sorry.
She says,
No.
She says, I only say it because she says, we have this one of a kind item.
You should drop food.
She says, it will also go well with your scales.
No!
Okay, tell me more.
She says, it's this magical amulet. She says, shaped like a heart. And what it does is it magically makes you more sturdy and less prone to fall down and go boom.
Oh, you mean taking a nappy boo-boo?
Yes, yes. It helps, prevent that from happening in the middle of a fight.
That's what I'm going for.
I like nappy boo-boo.
She says, now, it's not cheap. It is, in fact, 2,000 gold pieces.
Okay.
She says, however, with your fight coming up, if you purchase it today and you're not fully satisfied at the end of your fight, I will refund it for the full purchase price.
Nice.
It is a 3-day, 100% money-back, risk-free guarantee.
Okay.
She says, master mercantile merchant.
I walk up and I pour 1,000 gold pieces on the counter.
What's this for?
I'm helping. I'm pitching in.
Oh. Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yep. The lizard is too squishy.
I'll do 1,000 as well.
No, I put in, I don't have much money left, but I bring over 100 gold.
Oh, thank you.
You really do need to not.
Right?
We need to dance on the field.
Yeah.
What
is she getting again?
Something that will give her
life.
Enough hit points
enough
to
hit
survive.
Points to,
okay. You have enough cash now? Okay.
So take 900 off. Because everyone else, there's 1,100 contributed from your team.
Cool.
And then, I'll give you the item.
Can I wear multiple rings?
Yeah, you were up to 10.
Okay. How much is a ring of water walking?
Interesting. What's the commonality of it?
It's uncommon.
She says 250 gold pieces, good sir.
Okay, I think I'll take it. Unless someone else wants to join in on the action, then we can haggle.
You know what? I'm going to give my boots of levitation to Panic. Because
all Kinku's want in life is to be able to fly.
Uh-huh. To be able to float, but
halfway there.
So are you giving or loaning?
Well, when she's dead, I'll take them back.
I mean, it's reasonable. It's reasonable.
I just like the idea. Well, I'm going to hand it to you. They're going to be like giant size
clown
shoes. Clown shoes.
And then they're going to go into like little three prongs. Creepy.
All right, but you have to attune to those. And yeah, you got to go into your manage equipment. Boots of levitation.
Okay, I'm taking the ring of water walking. All right.
Cool.
Okay, so how do I do that? Ring of water. For 200. Did you say 250?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me find that.
Alright.
Do you have a conch of teleportation?
A what? A conch?
Yes, of teleportation.
What's the rarity on that?
Wondrous, very rare.
Okay, she says, I do in fact have one of those. She says, it's very rare, she says, and she points. It's kind of like behind her counter, like up on a shelf under glass. She says, what about it?
Is it for sale?
It is for sale. She says, everything in here is for sale. She says, it's a bargain at 25,000 gold pieces.
I'm going to have to win more fights.
She says, I have no doubt that you can win them all. And she winks.
But does she have a little section for, like, tourist trinkets, like snow globes and little fishman figurines and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm scared to see where this is going, but I'm into it.
I just want to buy a little fish man for my collection.
Alright, Echo Refresh. And see how many hit points you have.
Okay. I thought this was going to be like some sort of jab against Jimmy Buffett or something, just meant to piss off Alicia.
No!
Hey, we're not.
I don't know enough.
Oh my
about
god,
Jimmy 63!
Buffett, holy
like,
shit!
She went from 28 to 63, yeah.
Nice.
God damn! Well, your tank now!
So you put this on, and you spend 15 minutes kind of getting to know it. And then suddenly you're just like...
Sorry, you're getting to know it.
Getting to know it, yeah. And then suddenly you just feel this deep tingling sensation, and you feel good all over.
Mm-hmm. It's like your second lung inflates, finally.
Ooh. And you feel like you could take on the world.
Do you have a folding boat?
Yes.
It's rare.
She says, I do, in fact, have a folding boat. She says, very commonly requested item here, and a steel at 2,000 gold pieces.
Why do I have such expensive taste?
Stick with the uncommon. The rare is going to be too expensive.
I mean, I could, but then I only have 48 gold in my name.
She says, would you like to go out on it tonight, maybe under the moonlight?
Sounds great. I know they'll buy the boat, but I'll take what's in it.
She's like, you might be the most confident person I've ever met, and I love it.
I got a lot to offer. This confidence is backed up by the cold, hard facts.
She says, I close at 6.
I'll be here at 6:05.
She says, and you give me 5 minutes to clean up and shut down, too. I love it.
Come on, we all know from working at Catherine's.
Takes longer than that.
It's a good 15 or 20 minutes after close when you're doing great.
Yeah, yeah, all the customers were gone.
So if she has them, I want to buy a little fish man and a little octopus figure.
Yeah. A whole display case full of shit like that. Just take off like a copper piece each.
How many coppers are in a gold?
100.
Ooh, do you have a glamour weave?
What is a glamour weave?
I am sure it is a wig that lets you, like a hat of disguise.
It's glamour weave? Glamour weave clothing is imbued with cosmetic illusions. Traditionally, these patterns are contained within the cloth, but higher-end glamour weave can have more dramatic effects. You can have a gown that appears to be wreathed in flames, or a hat that's orbited by illusory butterflies. Regardless of the design, these are cosmetic effects and have no impact on combat.
She says, I have a variety of those and can even have one made to your specifications.
I thought it just looked like whatever I wanted it to look like at the moment.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Sure. I don't know. I'm assuming. I'm just reading the catalog. I'm picturing myself sitting in the middle of the floor of the shop with like the JCPenney catalog.
Yeah. She says, that sounds right up your alley. She says, for 5 gold pieces.
Deal.
She says, what do you want? A hat? A dress? Cloak?
Yes to all 3 and make it 12 gold pieces.
15 gold pieces and I buy dinner tonight.
Okay.
Dumbleduck's gonna fuck that cat.
I somehow ended up with an item I don't know.
What's that?
A dark shard amulet for reaching my warlock patron.
Rob, is there something you want to tell the DM?
Did I take this off a body or something? I don't remember.
Just added it.
It's wondrous.
Either that or...
Could you maybe get it for going up a level? In
no.
Your race or... Okay.
No, definitely it's not.
It's a warlock thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not related to barbarians. How much for this dark shard? Amulet.
What's the commonality on it?
Wondrous common.
She says, holy Zelioth, where did you find that? She says, that must have been in the clearance bin. She says, 10 gold pieces.
Ooh, I'll take it.
She says, do you even know what that does?
Mm.
It's pointy.
Okay. She says, you all are, like I said, out of towners with lots of money. You've dropped a lot of money here today. It makes me happy. Happy. Just makes me glad I opened up this store.
out of question, out of character question. If we are underwater, are we going to be able to speak to each other?
Yeah, so okay. If the potions of water breathing, you'll be able to.
Okay. I was like, are we going to be able to hear each other?
Dense question, but the ring of swimming means we're going to have no problems moving about, right?
Correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. So no penalties or anything. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to ask about the gloves of swimming and climbing.
So if
they're strictly worse than the ring. Okay.
So if I'm wearing both the ring of swimming and the ring of water walking, I can choose to swim and go up and then walk on the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would a net be able to... Can I cast a net on inanimate objects? Like, can I throw a net at a ball?
Yes.
The big 5-foot.
Yes, yep. You could.
And a net is a whole gold piece.
I like the way your mind's working. Yes.
I'm thinking I'll get a net then.
Yeah,
how much is a net?
Get your net. It's whatever it's
oh, they have it.
It'll have a price, yeah. There you go.
My net and trident were a whopping 6 gold piece together because one was 5 and one was. One.
I think the net was probably 1.
Net of warning, net plus 1, net plus 2, vicious net, and net plus 3.
The very first one should be the regular net, unless you have, like, magic item checked.
Mm.
You might need to take that off.
Okay.
Just normal weapon common.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
1 gold piece, that's all. Okay. Oh, but you have to get really close. It's like 15 feet. 5 feet or 15 feet. Okay.
Yeah.
How much for a headband of intellect?
That's a big one.
Just name a random number.
It's, she says that is, 2,222 gold pieces.
Well, that sounds like a bad investment.
She says, well,
magic item that
she says, and she says, and the worst part about the headband of intellect is it makes you look like a fucking nerd.
Yeah, nerds.
Yeah, we hate nerds.
No, they're just...
Are you a penis?
No,
is that a person you know?
That great.
It could be literally anything.
She says it's not fashionable, it doesn't go well with anything. It's just this big old chonkin' headband that you have to wear forever, otherwise you become dumb. And you realize you become dumb. It's really a Flowers for Fantasy Algernon sort of situation.
Fantasy Algernon.
What about imbued wood? Sorry, don't acknowledge that question.
She says, well, she says, play your cards right and they might give you some tonight.
Along with an immovable rod?
No, my rod is quite movable.
I'm just going through the catalog.
I do love me a rod. An immovable rod. Get a movable rod and enchanted rope. You can do anything.
She says, well, I think we've reached the limit of our puns. Maybe not. She says, well, if there's anything else I can do for you, let me know. Otherwise, Margaret Stumbleduck, I will see you tonight at 6:05 on the dock. And the rest of you, I'll see you whenever you realize that there is some magical hole in your life that I can fill.
That's what you were going to do with Dumbledore.
That is what he meant, 100%, I am sure.
Oh, man.
Wait, he?
She.
Okay.
Fairfield, that is what Fairfield meant.
Alicia.
He meant the innuendo fully.
Needs a manual of gainful exercise.
So say we all. All right, so after you spend a few hours in Michelle's shop, what do you guys want to do? You are in this brand new underwater city.
I'm gonna go to the salon and get gussied up.
Nice.
Is there a library in town?
There is, in fact.
I think I'd try and go talk to the reference librarian.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to... attempt to find the shiniest fucking rocks that I can, or shells, because I feel like there should be some sort of beach type area on the around the edges of the bubble where I can try to magpie the shit out of.
Well, you can also go back up to the upper city, which is in the surface and has beaches and things.
I could do that then. I might.
You can also swim there with your new ring. All right, so it sounds like you guys are splitting up. So everybody, roll me a d20.
Natural 20.
17.
Completely useless natural 20.
18.
Alright, well, we'll start with Panic, and we're just going to work our way around clockwise. Mm. So, Panic, okay. What do you do?
I assumed that this was just for downtime sort of thing, mm-hmm. rather than next roleplay, so I was just for flavor, throwing in some...
Yeah.
I'm going to go on up with my feathery self to mm-hmm. the top layer where I can wander mm-hmm. around beaches and try to find the shiniest glass mm-hmm. type things.
Yeah, you find these really beautiful, like, polished pieces of glass that are different colors that seem to have washed up on the shore.
And a collection of, like, absolute trash that's shiny, like mm-hmm. Bottle caps.
bottle caps.
Like, I just see this as a caricature of, mm-hmm. Like, one of those ravens just walking down the beach being like, mine.
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 You also find a discarded hot dog.
I'm going to toss that to Rot Vane if he's with me.
Akra, what about you?
I think that I'm going to go to the Hall of Fame
mm-hmm.
and go see if I can see some paintings of successful... what are they? Games? Matches?
Mm-hmm.
Athletes?
Athletes. Gladiation matches?
Yeah, just see... what the strategies were and see if that's something that I can use.
Okay. So you're kind of looking at some of these paintings. You hear some footsteps behind you. You turn around and look, and there's this person who is like a half shark, half person. The hammerhead variety, so they've got like these kind of this big mm-hmm. head with kind of the little side eye stalks that come out.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me it's like this part is human, this part is shark type of thing.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yes. Exactly, 100% that. They're wearing like they're shirtless. They've got like a necklace, and then kind of like just kind of like a almost loincloth looking thing, and they've got like a stick with like these colorful seashells attached to it. And they say, appreciating the fine art in here.
Oh yeah, it's just I really like how this piece over here is reminiscent of. Van Gogh.
Fantasy Van Gogh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm well aware of the works of Fantasy Van Gogh. Though, you know, here in Yemen, we pronounce it Van Gogh. It's kind of a cultural Fantasy Van Gogh. Mm-hmm. Kind of a cultural difference.
Cultural, stupid. You say potato, I say potato.
Oh, God. Not even Alicia says potato.
They say, my name's Soraka. What's yours?
Akra.
They reach out a hand. Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
They say you must be from out of town because the Hall of Heroes here doesn't get too much foot traffic otherwise.
Oh, I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. I'm just checking out, you know, some of the key strategies that really brought the game to where it is today.
Huh. Well, you were that there's a fight coming up in 3 days.
Is there now?
Yes, the local Yumane Sharks versus the Traveling Glam.
What a nice-sounding group of people they sound.
Yes, the Sharks are very nice. The Glam, on the other hand, we don't know much about them. But apparently they're undefeated so far.
Huh. Well, I'll have to catch that.
Yeah, well, see you there.
See you there.
And, what's that? Tell.
Okay, I go to the library.
You go to the main public library annex. Yeah.
Question. Why is it that we don't snap for the sharks?
They...
Just for the Jets. Shark.
Just the Jets.
Is it? I thought it was both.
I have no idea. I've never seen the movie.
Well, you haven't met the sharks yet. Maybe they do snap.
Oh, okay.
It hasn't been established yet. Tell, you're at the Yemen Public Library Annex.
I head to the mm-hmm. reference librarian.
Yeah.
And I ask her, you know, if there are recent articles on...
It's a woman.
Or him. Or it. Or they. Whether there are articles on recent fights in Yemen. Local news articles. I tell her that I'm more interested in...
What's that?
I tell her that I'm more interested in the strategy part of it. So if it's a actual, you know, fight nerd writing the article compared to a puff piece.
Trying to, she says you're trying to place some bets on the upcoming.
Yes,
shark versus lamb fight.
You could say that. I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm trying to learn a little bit more.
All right, roll me an investigate check.
What do I add to that? 17.
Okay. So yeah, you find that the sharks have a very offensive strategy where they only leave like one of their members behind on defense and try to press their advantage through superior swimming tactics.
Mm-hmm. And do I know if their defense person is a fixed person, like they choose one person to be their defense? Like, do I know their characteristics?
Yeah, their defense person is a cleric. A monk. A monk named Vang, who is apparently a Triton monk. And so they're comprised of, they have two Tritons, a shark person, a cephala person, a tortle, and then something called Puddle, which...
Puddle?
Puddle, which doesn't have a race.
Hmm. Mm. So they have one person guarding the ball, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And the five of them try to be fast and nimble.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
And you also see that they have a very good record. They've only lost twice in the last 3 years.
Can I find when the last two of the losses are? Like, is that at the very beginning of their careers, or?
Both of them are near the beginning of their career, yeah.
Mm. So that may be dated information.
And they're very close games. They just
okay.
We're facing off against people who also were good in the water.
Can I look at one of the losses from the beginning?
Sure.
All right. How did they lose? Or
they were just out. They were just out speeded. No,
okay.
Casted.
Okay. Hmm.
All right.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Margaret, you get your hair done. Your hair did.
Yeah. Get all the colors spruced up
because
I have the cheaper version of Priya's coloring. Maybe get some feathers woven in.
Mm-hmm.
Get a low cut tight gown. Okay, with my new magical clothes. I'm just gonna get spruced up for my date tonight. I have plans for tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
So the person, like, doing you up is this very, like, tall, thin, effete blue person who identifies himself as of the race of a Dalkin, which is a new one that you've not heard. And they say, honey, we are going to do magical things with you in this chair today. You've come to the right salon.
Yes. Do me.
No, but the person who sees you in this get-up is...
Yeah, have fun!
I was gonna say, like, you can't fuck the hairdresser before your date.
Right? Why not?
Why not?
I mean, it's not like it's a monogamous long-term relationship.
You are already dressed up. You're gonna have date splooge one while you're on date splooge two.
I'm not
just
that
splooge yet. Shouldn't mix.
Wash.
Surrounded
wait,
by salt.
Wait. What if
Sarah,
date number one,
Sarah has chlamydia?
Sarah is the one objecting
because it's a simple, like, ethics situation. What if date number one has chlamydia and then you immediately give it to date
Fair
number two?
Too. Do STDs exist in this world?
I don't I'm sure...
This is an important question.
It's a fantasy world, so I'm not going to worry about it.
So it's the 70s.
There's paladins and clerics that can remove disease, so...
I will remove my objection if there is absolutely no harm.
Fairfield?
There's... Worst case scenario, you spend 20 gold pieces to a cleric, they remove all your diseases at once.
Also, the doctor's prepared. The doctor's
no one's prepared for pubic lice!
Oh, I don't want that. No. I'm way too hairy. Yeah.
I still want you to get pockets woven into your fur.
I have a bag of holding.
Yeah, but think about the snacks you can keep. More conveniently.
I think you should actually be safe because lice don't like furry animals. Like, lice won't live on dogs.
Please, you gotta worry about that. Yeah. the Eladrin, or the Vidalkin, sorry. The Vidalkin, is very, very go you, but it's very shuts down any sort of advances. Because they've got that professional veneer up.
Which is fine.
They are working, yep.
If offered, but yeah. I'm not gonna push it.
So, anyway, you got this, like, low cut, tight fitting dress. Rainbow hair, feathers.
Yeah.
Done up in it. Your nails all did.
Yes.
6:05, you show up.
Wait, were there any flower sellers along the way?
There are, in fact. You get,
I'm a blossom person.
You get some beautiful underwater flower bouquets to the anemones.
Anemone.
How much was it?
Because they're not enemies. Yeah.
Because
she gonna be into me.
I'm glad that the problem wasn't you made a bad pun, but it wasn't a good enough pun. That was a bad pun. Like, wait, I can do better than that pun.
Anyway, 6:05, Michelle comes out, looking much more done up and all that, magically almost, it seems like. And she says, You ready to ship this?
Let's hit it, and I offer my arm in a very chivalrous manner.
Right. She takes your arm, you guys walk to an airlock, she whisks you up to the surface, pulls out the folding boat, takes you out under a moonlit sky, and then you play with each other as man in the canoe, and we'll fade to black.
Does she offer me a discount on her folding boat at the end of the evening?
That was the impression I got, I'm just saying.
Roll for intimidate.
That would be scary.
She says you rock the. She tells you that if you rock the boat any harder, that it's just going to fold up in on itself. All right, Deku, what do you do with your evening?
Oh, it's evening now.
Kind of, yeah.
Mid afternoon, like now.
You guys just kind of split up after the magical shop. What do you?
I go out and swim and meet the locals. Mm-hmm. Sounds really fun with my cloak of the manta ray. It doesn't matter how long I'm out there. Does that change my breathing? Or it doesn't?
You tell me.
I don't think it does. Actually, I think I'll.
You swim?
I
isn't it black dog?
Yeah, I'm
pirating. I'm sure they got little pockets of air all over.
I can breathe underwater. Yep, breathe underwater. Swimming speed of 60 feet.
Yep.
Cool.
So I just go hang out with everybody.
Bonjour, bonjour. All right.
Oh, and insert a little cutscene of like me frolicking on the beach while you frolic in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I frolic on the surface.
We're also, like, surface? I was on the surface because I was by the banks.
Oh, okay.
And as you pick up a glass, you see this boat that's just rocking back and forth. Even though the waters are relatively placid, it's weird. At some point, it's like a rowboat. And at some point, it just like shifts into this big galleon.
That was when it was an orgasm.
It's a
obviously.
Full boat. I forgot about that.
You're just like, oh, that's weird.
I forgot the whole thing started with a foldable boat.
Leave it to Stumbleduck today.
Leave it to Stumbleduck.
Although, I think the merchant came onto the duck pretty fast.
Yeah.
There was just chemistry.
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone wanted to bang.
It's so hilarious because I'm still picturing little gnome Stumbleduck like on the floor of the shop flipping through the catalog and looking up with ridiculous requests every so often.
I'm basically just going to wander the market districts looking for either hippie drum circles or feats of strength, like if there's like a gym like you see at Venice Beach. So I can show off, or if I find a monster bar that's like catering to like orcs and hobgoblins and shit like that. But basically, I'm just killing time before the fight.
Mm-hmm. All right, as you are walking along, you kind of come in an alleyway, and you see it's like a small goat kid, you know, the young goat that is chained up. There doesn't appear to be anybody around it.
Really? Wait, a child is chained up?
No.
A baby goat.
Goat.
Oh.
A kid.
Yeah.
I need to phrase this in the right way that no one assumes it's a child.
A non-human kid.
Just tied up out in an alley?
Mm-hmm. This is a test.
This is definitely a test.
Yeah, I think considering my wisdom and intelligence, I'm going to step right into that alley and pet the goat and smell it and talk to it and be like, where's your owner? Is it tied to a specific residence or business?
No, it's actually weird. It's this alley. There's like a couple of alleys that split off from it. And there's just this post in the center of it. And it's this goat, and it's this, it's like a gold-plated chain that it's attached.
That's fancy. Should I eat the goat?
See, I thought you were making a friend, and you're gonna like liberate it, like a sidekick.
This was totally a test. He's always trying to eat various animals. How am I the only one who picked up on that?
I feel like
he's either gonna eat it or make it a friend.
I look for a owner tag.
No owner tag on it.
Whose goat is this?
No one responds.
If you don't claim it in 2 seconds, it's mine. I
found it. You know what? I'm going to carry it under my arm and just walk back around the market.
Well, it's chained up.
I just don't do it.
Not for long, then.
You know, but I'm not killing it. I'm just walking around with it like it's like a...
You're kidnapping it?
Like a... somebody's...
inspiration.
What's it called? Like a fancy little dog. And I talk to it the whole time. While I continue to browse the shops and stuff.
After about 20 minutes, you hear a commotion and you hear, he's gone, he's gone, Betrayus is gone.
Betrayus?
Is it coming from that area where I found it? I think I'm smart enough to assume that they're talking about this goat.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Maybe I should roll for that.
It's up to you.
That's a natural 20. Okay. So I'm going to assume that this is the goat they're talking about. And I'm going to walk back and be like, are you looking for my goat friend?
The person who's sitting there, he's got like a huge bag of feed that's like on the ground next to him. And he's wearing this like kind of weird like... It's like these robes, but they're tied up in a very unusual, ornate way. He falls to his knees in front of it and puts his hands on the ground. He says, oh, thank you, Betrayus. He's back. He says, put down the god.
He wanted to see the market.
If that was his will.
I gently set him down. He is a nice goat.
He says, oh, Betrayus, master. I'm so safe, thank goodness. Thank you. He says, did he get off his chain again?
Let's say yes.
Let's say yes.
Well, thank you for returning our god to us.
Why do you chain your god?
Well, because he runs off and eats garbage otherwise.
Here we go.
I can empathize with that.
We have purchased the finest chain for our god.
Is there a reward for returning god?
He says, name it.
I cannot decide which of these guys is the most mercenary wretch of all.
I'm feeling a little peckish.
Do you want your own goat?
Food. We have plenty of food. What would you care to eat, Savior?
Not goat. Show me something interesting in the area that's local.
He says, well, we've got this place that serves raw fish on rice. It's to die for.
Sounds good. Right. I like raw.
So he takes you out and is dismayed at the amount of sushi you're able to eat.
They're so small.
Oh, normally we just get 12 pieces. Oh, that is your sixth order. Oh, my.
I did say God.
No, we've been pretty much raised. We will pay it.
So, what does God do besides eat garbage?
He bleats.
Yeah. I saw that.
Once a year, we collect his divine fur, and we turn it into, and he kind of gestures at his robe.
Religion is weird. Okay.
Also, he makes the best god cheese.
Do you have any?
Spread it on a cracker. He says, I do actually have just my last bit of this month's...
I'll take it.
Yeah, you know, looks down at it forlornly and says, as you wish.
Okay, nice meeting you, and I walk into the crowd.
Put god support cheese on your... Lamb. Put god cheese on your inventory somewhere.
Jesus.
So, all I have to do to get free meal tomorrow is go kidnap that goat again.
Alright, so the next day, Freya knocks on your doors a little too early for your tastes. Says, wake up, it is time to go explore the battlefield.
I'll explore you.
Once again, Stubbleduck, not interested, I'm your boss. Power dynamic issue.
That was a threat, not...
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Okay, it takes a while, but I assume we all stumbled in.
What was the god's name again?
Betrayus.
Do we have time to discuss strategy?
She says, yes, we can discuss it at the field.
Mm. After breakfast.
Hello.
Alright, so you guys eat breakfast and she takes you to the field. Which I will set up here.
No. What? I was wondering if you had some.
Alright, so she says, she says, you are the blue team. She says, you'll start there on that end. She says, the opponent's ball is down here at this end. Hmm. And so she takes you to this magnificent domed structure. It's actually interesting in that on one half of the field, there's these seats that are just completely submerged underwater. And then the other half of this field, there's like another dome that has these seats that are kind of dry. Hmm. So these platforms are on the surface, but everything else is below water. The water goes down 30 feet. Mm-hmm. And as you guys are looking at it, there's just these, like every 6 seconds or so, there's just this sort of random, like, spout of water that shoots up out of the pool.
Oh, that's unexpected.
She says, yes, they like to keep it interesting. Mm-hmm. She says there's 20 different spouts located throughout the course of the field. She says you can kind of see where they are down there.
So periodically, if you're crossing one of those, it could go off and shoot you way out of where you're supposed to be.
These blue things.
Or you can use it as like an escape.
Yeah, a propel method. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could throw our opponent in there, and we could throw the ball in there to get it away from the opponent, perhaps.
So there.
But we don't know when they're going to come up, so.
Is air above the water, right?
Yeah. There's like a.
That's for 10 foot?
There's like 10 feet, and then there's a dome.
Okay.
How do y'all feel about me using my air balloon to fly over everything and steal the ball to start with?
Good.
I'm thinking the same thing. Use the net. Fly with my wings all the way back. But, according to the librarian, they have the strategy of having somebody defending this while all of them attack, and they're probably really fast.
So what if you and me fly over and attack the guard?
Yeah, one of us can like grab the ball and fly
back.
So
they only have one guard, is what the history said?
What the history says. They may change their plan. So but they have a monk, so they'll be very dexterous and probably able to jump up and down.
I mean, there's also the thought that we could just all stay around our hoop and let them come at us and just take them out one by one. And then we don't have to worry about beating them to the ball because they're all unconscious.
So just muscle it like a regular fight.
My only worry there is that they may be faster than what we can move.
Mm-hmm.
So they may be able to get to the ball
also
pretty quickly.
Whenever we're clumped, we get hit by lots of stuff.
That's another thing.
What if Rot Vane eats our ball?
Then we forfeit.
It's a 5-foot diameter. Destroyed, it's just stored. Rot Vane's a big dude.
No.
I don't think his mouth can stretch 5 feet.
She didn't say anything about his mouth.
Childbearing hips, I guess.
She says, "Now they won't let you put the ball in a bag of holding or anything like that. Any extra dimensional ball hiding is an automatic forfit."
Mm. Do we have?
And she looks at Rotman and she says, "I'm sure of the physics, but I don't think hiding it one of your teammates is going to be go over well either."
What about in your fur?
What if we take the ball and carry it with one of our teammates?
She says, "You're more than well. You can move your own ball. You can do whatever you want with it."
I look to Priya and ask, "Is one of them are some of them able to get over the water?
Do they have any flying abilities?
Yeah. What if I grab it and just keep flying through for the rest of the game?"
She says, "Well, you'd only be 10 feet above the water." She says, "So
that is true, but
they could probably jump up."
Yeah, they could they could definitely target you with whatever range.
Yeah.
She says they have magic users and fighters, and you'd be at a very limited sort of... pretty much any square you're in flying, they could be adjacent to you just by being under you. So they could still hit you.
Mm.
But what if we try that, and while they're all attacking the person overlying with the ball, one of us goes across and gets the other ball?
No, they're going to keep one person.
So two of us go and attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need at least two people to get over to their side.
Yeah.
If that's the strategy we want to go with.
We can do like a 4 defense and 2 offense thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have the tanks here and have the fast people go there.
We're going to play sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to use our stupid bodies that just get in the way.
This is sports, but in your head.
Yeah.
Where we don't have to breathe hard.
Wait.
Stumbleduck is complaining that we're playing.
It's literal fantasy football.
It is. That's one of the first things I thought. I should have said it when I thought.
You're an asshole and I love you.
He's not wrong though.
I'm just saying, I think he probably planned that shit.
No, I literally didn't think about that joke until just I went on this.
Well then, well fucking done, sir.
Yeah.
I was just like,
it's fantasy
rugby or...
No, fantasy European football, soccer thing in the
game. Except we can use our hands.
Capture the flag.
I just wanted to come up with something that was different than the last
year. Yeah, it's awesome.
It also negates my flying quite a bit, which is nice. It's it's a way of trying something different. Mm.
Yeah, so, no, it's Margaret that's complaining. I mean, she's fine with her clever idea.
My initial thought was I would be the defender, like the goalie.
Yeah, the
but
back
maybe
should be.
I should be on the attack.
Well, who's you think the tank model now that Akra has her?
Akra's definitely the tank.
Oh, yeah, she
here's
has
the other thing I'm worried about. Yeah. If they mind control me, I'll just take the ball to their...
Is that a concern at this level?
I have a -3 intelligence.
Mind control didn't
always
play.
Oh, okay, I guess that's...
Yeah, they did it to me last
That's
fight.
Right. It's because you don't have any defense against it.
Mm. Yeah, but I mean...
It's because
he's so beefy that, like, it's a balancing thing. I gotta have some weakness.
Mm. Okay, I'm definitely going to try and grab it. And I could use one help or two help, whatever the team decides.
Okay, she's super fast now in the water, so she's got to be on offense.
Okay.
What if the Kenku and the lizard are
I'll
the
be
defenders?
Guarding, yeah.
Okay.
And that's what
I was thinking. I will drop the somebody. Whatever thing of help.
I'll just drop you like a death
close
charge.
Close it to here so that you guys can...
Get
right, yeah,
so
exactly.
You gave her your boots to her, yeah. So you can't fly anymore.
I can swim very fast, though.
I'm gonna ride movement. You like a whale!
I have vitreous goat cheese.
What?
No, well, that's what you do.
I hope you go back and get another free meal from them.
It saved an entire religion.
You extorted a priest.
Who's worshipping a random goat
for your own kidnapping?
I also gave that goat a wonderful afternoon. That makes me like a saint.
You took him to the zoo, did you?
You took him out shopping.
Rodman keeps trying to eat animals, but then he makes friends instead.
How
it seemed like
can
a
I
special
walk
goat.
In one... Go.
You would have been extra
long.
Light,
and
light,
light
on the goat. That's what like. 30
feet,
something
right?
Different.
The only thing that's
oh,
stopped
that
was the gold
okay,
chain.
The
I was like,
okay.
Somebody loves this.
But I have coffee underwater right now with the whatever.
Ring, yeah.
Ring of Spring, I get 40, so I can get farther in the water than I
can. Yeah. Oh, also, I think I said the pool's 30 feet. It's 20 feet. It's 30
okay.
feet from the top of the dome to the bottom of the pool. She says, well, she says, I offered to have set up some sort of dinner with you and the opposing team, but they declined, so.
Sorry, what did we decide? Who's on offense?
At least me.
Offense.
Tell.
What am I doing?
Not Vayne.
You're offense, because you're fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deepu. Hi. Hello. Okay, so defense is panic.
I was playing
Akra. And Akra. What did we decide about? What's Margaret doing?
It's Margaret.
I mean, you're.
Should
you
probably
be
offense. Like,
okay.
He's trying to do sneaky shit.
I'm trying to grab it, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys are going to be distracting their people, or attacking their people, and we're going to be defending our
okay.
ball.
Aerial stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Cool. My plan for today was to go find the Jets and hang out with them, but not tell them who I am.
Oh, the Sharks.
The Sharks. The Jarks.
Whichever.
The Jitarks. And what I can learn. Do we know where they hang out?
Apparently they are cloistered.
Cloistered?
Yes, they, they've heard about your guys' wins and are very serious about trying to...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't want to start liking us.
Where are they cloistered?
They've got their own facility.
Where's that?
Like their clubhouse.
I'm gonna go crash like, that. Be all like, oh, I'm just a tourist. I'm lost. Who are you?
Roll me. Pizza.
roll me. Oh man, what skill do I want this to be?
Well, it can't. And so you're saying that yes, I can find their facility.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm gonna say it's gonna take, let's go to persuasion check, just to sort of talk to people on the street and find out where.
Yeah, persuasion. Five, ten.
Right. No. I took her out during the break.
Yeah, you find it.
Cool.
I think she's just exploding.
I'm gonna
casually but curiously approach this facility.
Try to jump the fence.
I'm gonna hope the door is unlocked.
You arrive. It is underwater. It is submerged.
Oh.
You have your ring though, right?
Yeah. And slip and fall into the water. Oh no!
So you see through the stone, though. You see there's these six people mm-hmm. that are kind of like scrimmaging against each other, 3-on-3 style. And they, as you approach the dome, they look up at you, kind of with their eyes, and then this person comes out. They're a shark with like this hammerhead. She says, "Can I help you?"
Oh, I'm new in town, and this place just looked cool, and I wanted to see what it's all about.
Come on in.
Cool, thanks. What's your name?
I'm Sakara.
Sakara. My name's Midge.
Or Soraka.
Soraka. Okay.
She says she kind of swims down into this pool full of water. And says, "Hey, guys, this is, what was your name?"
Midge.
Midge. This is Vang. There's Tentacles. Oh, so you only see 5 people.
That's the cephala person?
Mm-hmm. She says, Ariel and Sargasso.
You still owe.
Everybody, this is Margaret Stumbleduck of Kalam.
Ah, fuck. It's a little high. That is in character.
Well, they said it's a little high, but their listed rating, their suggested is 84.
She says, "Nice try, though."
Yes, it is I, Margaret Stumbleduck, singer of songs, kicker of asses, talker of bushes, drinker of ales, and lover of all. Hi.
Sargasso, who is this turtle who has an eye patch, he says, "Yeah, I saw you in Michelle's the other day. You said the same thing there."
It's true.
Tentacles says, "You here to, like, spy on us or something?"
"Just doing my homework, saying hi, being friendly. I heard y'all don't want to have dinner with us. We're really cool."
We'd be happy to have dinner with you after the fight. Says, "Rumor has it you're undefeated. But also rumor has it that you've had dinner with all the people you fought before you fought them."
Oh.
"See, our manager's been talking to the managers of the Jets and the Flying Squirrels, trying to get a little inside info."
Well, dinner. Okay. I mean, we haven't had afternoon tea with our opponents. You want to join us for that?
"After the match, we'd be happy to join you for whatever sort of, dining activities you would like. But before then, we're going to keep here practicing, and you're going to keep on minding your own business back in the breathable areas that you so thrive in."
"Breathing is nice. And we're nice, and we just like to be nice people."
Soraka says, "You seem very nice. I look forward to having dinner with you."
"You and me could just go to dinner. It doesn't have to be everybody. They seem to be kind of sticky."
"Oh, I'm married to my god, honey, but I appreciate the effort."
"No, I just mean friendly dinner with everybody."
"Yeah, after the fight."
"Why don't you guys want to be my friend? I'm going to roll persuasion. And I'm going to... Can I use a luck point outside of battle?"
"Yeah."
"Oh, no, wait. I mean,
now I'm really suspicious that Alicia has secretly been poisoning the other team. And this has, like, somehow been underground, plotted, in Fairfield."
Okay, I'll use my inspiration and save my luck point. Mm-hmm. Fuck. 12.
She did drug a couple people, actually, and made them
They
horrible.
Were willing participants.
Ariel says, "Come on, guys, she's not so bad. We can have dinner with her." And Sargasso says, "Nope. Our manager, we got our strategy, we're going to follow it." He says, "That's a very nice dress you're wearing."
"Thank you. Do I just look hungover because I'm wearing last night's clothes?" This is what happens when Priya rushes us out the door.
This is still your boob dress, right?
I guess so.
I can't believe you had this walk of shame style. I mean, I can. It is what the character would do.
I feel like that should give advantage to persuasion.
Fragasso says, tomorrow, on the field, you and I will fight. And then we go on a feast and drink and party until the night is no longer the night and the morning comes up.
Okay, it's just, you know, we're professionals. We like to, we hang out with other professionals and we,
He says, I'm liking what you're putting out here in the world. Don't get me wrong, I am a fan of both the things that you're trying to throw at me there, but, he says, orders is orders, and...
Wow, your manager really got you under his thumb.
Her thumb, and yeah, she does. You know, come, if you were maybe, like, 1-2, we'd probably do it, but you're 3-0, or 4-0. I forget your record, but it's good. And we want to get some acclaim, you see. We often find ourselves, when we visit the other cities, not doing so well outside of our natural aquatic environment. But we figure we'd be glam. We're gonna get a little bit of a name for ourselves. Because right now, you know, you're the hot shit in a champagne glass. We're just a cold diarrhea in the Dixie cup.
Jeez.
Oh.
What?
Didn't they win all but two up there?
Did anyone else get a very strong mental image and spell?
Wesley, why would you put shit in a champagne glass?
Oh, no. Well, and what if your Dixie cup doesn't...
Oh, we're going with a whole poop imagery there. Oh.
And Ariel says, Sargasso, that's foul. She says, we've only lost 2 matches at home the past forever.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, but our road record is not great. So if we beat glam, even at home, we look better for it.
Well, I gotta tell you.
Those allergies underwater, they really seem to be getting to you.
They do. I mean, I think the whole team is catching, coming down with this. You probably don't need to worry that much about it. I mean, oh my gosh. It's just been horrible. And I mean, everybody's going, horse, I think you should save your strength and not worry so much, but I'm gonna go home and get a hot water bottle and some soup. Performance check?
Sure. Oh no.
Modified 20.
Y'all, I'm slightly scared of Alicia as a human just for the extreme machinations that she's got going.
If you can get your DM to go, Jesus Christ, you know that you've made it that session. That means you've made it. You won this session.
Take your inspiration back, you beautiful woman.
I really hope my breast jiggle with every scene.
He just says, you go home and you feel better. Go back to your hotel. We fight in 2 days.
Okay, you rest up now. You're very kind. Take it easy. Well, not too easy. Of course.
He says, every time you sneeze, I need to go away from here for now. Get out of here. Go.
All right, nice talking to you. I hope we can be friends.
Absolutely after the fight.
You went from, like, completely trying to stick their boobs in the face to, like, grandma's writing.
You went a little grandma there at the end.
You've left Sargasso feeling very confused about these things.
I just hope they stop worrying about us and underestimate us. That's all I'm trying to do, because I can't convince them to have dinner with us and tell us all the weaknesses. So maybe they'll be lazy for next year, because, like, oh, they all have the flu, they'll be easy. You're welcome.
I still feel like maybe if you were asking to hang out with them without eating or drinking anything, they'd feel better, because I'm pretty sure word has spread that you give people shit that makes them ineffective.
What's I gonna suggest? Scrabble?
Like,
boggle.
Go all right, for a walk.
So, is there anything...
Bar round.
Is there anything anybody wants to do before the fight?
I tell all of them about the goat.
For true, yeah.
Mm. How many people worship this goat?
At least one.
Yeah. I met one.
bought me a lot of fish. It wasn't cooked well.
At all.
I don't know. I shared the details of what little I was able to learn.
Alright. I probably already shared the details about the library visit. And
what if we arrive at the match in makeup that makes us look really ill? Sick.
And what if we fake vomit right before the match?
No!
Or real vomit.
We jump right into the water and all the makeup will wash off and you'll be in your vomit juice.
Well, we still have a whole nother day before the match, so we could find ourselves near the training grounds again and, like, fake vomit in front of the training grounds, and then go, oh, and then go back to the hotel.
Dumbledore, this sounds like a perfect mission for you and you alone.
But it's gotta be convincing. All of us have to feel it looks
sick. I won't be vomiting on your command.
What if you just, like, said, oh, I feel like I have a fever?
The only prescription
is vomiting.
More kelp. Sarah, the duck has not been poisoning people.
That you know
I think
of.
That's what they're afraid of, though.
Yeah.
Is Alicia secretly poisoning anyone?
What's that?
It's 15 foot the deepest, like at the bottom.
20,
which
I think.
Cut
is the deepest.
Alright, well, I'm going to pause it. I'm going to get the battle map set up. I'm going to use the restroom, get a drink. And it'll be fight day when we get back.
Coffee!
Oh, we're probably going to have to make more coffee. I drank a lot.
I can do another one.
She probably would be.
Alright, so.
Resistant.
You guys are at the arena. They announce your names. Margaret, what was the honorific you wished to have?
Oh, no!
I'm glad you wrote it down.
Because I don't remember. Have you not noticed I had to refer to this every time I've said it? Margaret Stumbleduck, singer of songs, kicker of asses, talker of bushes, drinker of ales, and lover of all.
Alright, so did anybody else want a...
Priya is not indulging this, is she?
Priya said each of you could come up with some sort of creative title. I just want to know if any of you did.
The Angel of Death. It's Vince's head.
Oh, yeah, someone's going to be all like, Deku, cooler than Margaret.
I mean, why not? I wasn't going to say it, but since you said it, that means I can say it.
Yeah, it's fucking funny. I mean, right, Alicia says it, Margaret would be offended.
How about Acrobat? Acrobat?
I love
Acra
it.
The bat.
Acrobat.
All right, so you hear, you hear the loudspeaker come on. And the voice says, do I have to read all the... Ladies and gentlemen, the undefeated rogue champions, Glam, featuring Acra-Bat the Acrobat.
Yeah! Yeah!
Panic fight song.
Yay!
Head ripper.
Deku, better than Margaret.
What?
Margaret Stumbleduck, kicker of asses, and some other stuff that's been crossed out here. Tell the Angel of Death, and your favorite Rotvane, the Head Ripper.
I'm pretty sure the dog is the team favorite.
No. Tell comes out snuggling his pup. All right, so guys, put yourself on the map there at that end.
How far can I put? It should be really on the platform, right?
On the platform or in the water adjacent.
Maybe he's on the platform.
Yeah, put me.
Put me
in the front. Yeah, I want to go as far as I can. So.
Is this
what are those blue things?
Those are where
the water jets come up.
It's random.
You'll have to re-explain that for me, apparently.
Water fountains shooting.
Okay.
Am I backpacking?
You have to be within one square of the platform.
On Rodman again.
It's like you could probably use that to get to the surface super fast or even in the air.
Well, you have no idea when you
push people into it.
I'm actually faster in water now than I... Oh, no, I'm actually faster walking. Funny.
Really?
No, wait.
She's a monk.
No,
Rodman,
I'm not.
Am I riding your shoulders again?
I have 60 feet. I am faster swimming.
I'm just...
Wait a minute. I thought it was 40.
If you want.
Different. She has a different item.
Oh, she has a different item. Okay.
She has a magical cloak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stingray.
I don't have it.
Nantaray.
Oh.
Okay. The Margaret's riding on Rodman's shoulders again.
Hold you.
Dicky, where are you?
I was supposed to be out in the
toward
front.
Toward the front.
I'm sorry, I thought it was taken care of. I can't reach. There's nothing I can do to help. There we go. All perfect.
Right. All right, and you're at home. Champions, the Sharks.
They get two snaps?
They get two snaps.
Oh, God.
All right. Tentacles.
Alright. That's a good name.
And there's Tentacles. I'll just pass these around as I announce them.
Tentacles. I like him.
He's not my favorite.
Master of Water and Shadow and Mystery, it's Vang, the monk, who comes out and he kind of stumbles out. He looks drunk. The Mysterious Puddle. And this just sort of, out of the water comes this just sort of watery shape.
Is it a water elemental?
That one's my favorite.
Bless you.
A former pirate, now a champion fighter, Sargasso.
Who maybe has a date with...
Is that the other Triton?
That's amazing.
What's that?
The other Triton? Sargasso?
No, he's the Tortle.
He's the Tortle.
Oh.
Who was very confused and aroused by Margaret Stumbleduck.
Worshipper of the new shark god. You love her. You can't live without her. It's Soraka. And after you're like, hey, I recognize that person.
Hey.
And the leader, undefeated champion, Ariel Face Splitter. And she's the other Triton.
That's a good name.
Face Splitter.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if she came up with that because you called yourself Head Ripper.
No, it's if you look at the changelog history of D&D Beyond, I've had that name since last night. All right, fighters, on your marks and roll for initiative.
Sorry.
All right, so we're going to do the same rules as last time, but we're just going to see who rolls. Who gets the highest out of both?
I have advantage on it.
So, I don't know if I add anything. Initiative doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yes, there's an initiative.
Plus four.
It's in the top center.
Eight.
Oh, you don't have D&D, I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, no, it's okay. I'll open that thing.
What's the highest?
16.
Well,
18.
22.
Nice.
Yeah, you guys will go first. Again.
Oh, I don't know. I'm gonna put this dog in timeout.
Drank a lot of beer.
Yes.
I ate a lot of food. I'm really unhappy about it right now. I would love nothing
good, though,
more
right?
to continue eating, but I am
Ariel
too full.
The fruit is basically a beverage, so you can eat all the fruit you want.
It's just
that's
water.
The law.
Well, that's because I had two. It's also because I had two cups of coffee. That fills me up because I put so much milk in it.
So now you said certain types of weapons do not have the issues with the water.
You'll have swim speed, so you
don't
have to worry
so
about
we don't need
that's why you spend money on those.
Yeah, that means that our weapons don't take disadvantage. I keep seeing the dog walk by at the corner of my eye. I'm like, ooh, it's one of my cats. Oh, my cat.
I keep seeing this
color.
Black shoe and thinking it's Yenta.
So I've started, when I work from home now, I sit over on this side of the table.
Mm-hmm.
And the reflection from the windows to the porch windows, sometimes a bird will fly by and I'll think it's a mouse.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, it's just a bird. Just a bird.
You don't have the mystical protection of cats anymore.
I'm in a mouse window.
Yeah.
All right.
There.
Everybody's at max hit points. You guys will get to go first. The magical siren blares.
So we all know the plan.
Let's go over it one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Panic and Akra are gonna and the dog are gonna stay and guard our sphere, and everyone else is going to attack the other people. Tel is doing an aerial stealth assault to try and fly over everything. And
at the very end, at the very end, because I can get farther quicker in the water right now. So
are you taking the ball to the other side?
Hopefully.
He's going to go.
We have to go get him there and then bring him back.
Yeah, he's focused on ball. The rest of us are focused on attack, and then you two are on defense of your
ball. We're defending our ball.
Right, but wouldn't we just want to bring it down at the same time that they're trying to come up?
We want our ball to stay where it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we do.
Yeah. So they're going to try and steal our ball as well.
Okay, so you take turns and then.
So, whoever gets the ball...
I thought it was all just happening at the same time.
It is.
Let's capture the flat. Like, you gotta go get it and bring it back. And once you get it back...
And they were trying to do the same thing.
Oh, I thought that it was that we had to take our ball.
No, it's...
No, you gotta go get their ball and bring it back.
So, is there a mechanic in place for ball handling? Like, grabbing it or carrying it or whatever?
I'm going to use my net, or I'm going to attempt to use my net to lasso it, but...
Attempts to pry the ball out of your hands, if you're holding it, will be opposed strength checks, generally.
Mm. Nice.
Or athletics.
I assume if you are holding, or you're the one who's transporting the ball, it probably has an effect on your ability to use weapons.
Well, because it actually just sits there in the water, so if you're...
What happens when we take it out of the water?
Nothing.
It's probably just going to flip back.
You just have to carry it. It's 20 pounds.
Well, I mean, what if you let go of it?
It just falls and floats onto the surface.
Okay.
It does go to the surface? Oh, if you let go of it in the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, and this is the depth. So you all are currently... So it's... Just read everything to this side. So this is the surface, as you can see. So you all are at the surface. You fly up. You can perch. You only fly up one square. That's as far as you can fly up. You'll be up there. As you go below water,
interesting.
This is the final depth.
I like the way you did that.
Yeah. Sorry, what? I missed that.
So this is the depth here on my DM screen. So you currently all are at the surface, as you can see. So if you just read to your left, my right, of it. So this is the surface. So if you start flying, Tel, you'll be up in that square.
Oh, so that's the surface direction.
Yeah. Okay. And I labeled at the bottom. And then as you go underwater... You'll go down, and then this is the bottom.
Cool. Okay.
So.
Good system.
Good system,
yeah. I love this
one.
Yeah. All right, Shark, or Sharks. So you're up first, Glam. Killing those initiative rolls once again.
How many squares are between us and that ball?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Okay.
20. Let's just say 20.
That's two turns for me. How quickly I can get over
feet?
There?
100 feet, yeah.
You're like 100, it's 120 feet the whole field from front to back. Yeah. So yeah, you're 115 away from the, 110 from the...
Yeah. I have a plan. I can start.
So, alright, so like I said, these rolls work the same as previous ones. You take your turn in whatever order you want. I'll keep track of who's taking their turns and not. So, Ratman, you're taking the first turn?
I'm going to rage.
Is Margaret on your shoulders again?
Yes.
You probably shouldn't rage yet because you can't get there this
time. I've got multiple rages. If it turns off, I'm not worried.
So he also, at this point, I think has a rage. It doesn't go away if he doesn't attack.
Oh, okay, my bad.
But also, if they attack us with spells or whatever, I want to basically have my resistance up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I rage. And then I'm going to throw my javelin, which has a maximum range of 120, so it would be at the disadvantage, at the face splitter, because she has a name.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I'm going to use my movement to go forward with her on my back.
How do we get knocked out of the ring?
There's no knockout this one.
Not at all?
Not at all. You're in an enclosed ring.
That sucks.
Oh. No, that is a 12.
What'd you do? I'm sorry.
I threw a javelin so that I had an attack.
Okay. And also, I have a maximum range of 120 feet, but I also wanted to kind of throw them off their game.
Mm-hmm.
So I yell really loud for the crowd and throw a javelin and then dive into the water.
All right, move your figure. When you throw the javelin, Vang the monk just grabs it out of air and snaps it over his knee and throws it in the water.
Javelins are cheap.
You're lucky he didn't turn it around and throw it back at your face.
He didn't want to spend the key point.
That's fair.
Plus 120 feet. Odds are it wouldn't hit. Yeah, so I have 40 foot walking. What does that mean? I move 40 feet in the water? With
yeah.
The,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
So. How deep are you going to go? Oh, and for depth, it moves so as if you move 20 feet, like for example, you can move 20 feet up or down. So,
I'm going to swim on the surface.
You're staying on the surface? All right.
Yeah.
You dive into the water and you're just magically like moving through it. It's not even like swimming, you're just like, it's almost like you're willing yourself through the water.
Cool.
I have a plan.
All right, DQ, you're up.
All right.
You spoke up, you go.
I know. So I really can't reach myself. Could somebody move me 60 feet?
That's you?
Yeah.
And, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Straight.
Mm-hmm.
12
times 60 5. Feet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck yes.
Okay.
So then I'll spend a key point to use the dash action, which means I can move again, right?
Mm-hmm. So you can move 3 times, yep.
3 times?
Well, 60 feet, that's moving twice for you, right? No, that's just once?
That's the manta ray.
Oh.
60 feet
I have
water.
The cloak. I have the cloak.
You move 60 feet?
So yep, I have
you
a
don't
swim
have to
speed of 60 feet.
Use a key point then. You can just use your bonus action
to dash.
No, she has to spend a key point to do that.
Because dash is a full action, but yeah. I'm a monk, so I can use it as a bonus.
So
if I
point?
Spin the key. Yeah. So I'll spend my key points. Get me right up in Tentacles' face, please.
Tentacles.
So then,
I sneeze on him.
Where's
I look behind me. Do I think Margaret can hear me right now?
No.
Sneeze on him.
I do it, but only because she can't hear me.
Tentacles says, oh, you're a quick one. I like that.
What? Okay. I punch him in the face.
Just as real life Caitlin reacts to compliments.
Thanks. Wrong.
You're not wrong at all.
Roll tech.
All right. So I use my brass knuckle. Okay. I'm probably going to hit. 19.
Yeah, that hits.
Nice.
So I get 1d6. I miss rolling more d6. So that's 7.
Okay.
And I get 2 attacks.
Mm-hmm.
I can't use any more key points. Oh, yes, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my second attack, you have to cast a spell from 5 feet away, right? Because it's ranged, or you get disadvantage.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. So I'm not going to do that then. So
does that still count even with the fancy rings? I thought the disadvantage at ranged was just because we were underwater, but...
Oh, no, it's a...
That's a spell thing.
It's, oh, okay. Anytime you do a ranged attack and you're in melee with somebody, you have disadvantage on the melee attack.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
So unarmed strikes means that I can't use my brass knuckles?
Yeah, you can. Because they go on your fist.
Okay, so it's considered unarmed? That's goddamn baller. So I'm going to spend another... Let's see, actions.
So you get 2 attacks. So make your second attack.
Wait, it says you have to do it after your first attack.
What do you do?
Flurry of blows. After you take attack action.
And it's a bonus action. You used your bonus action to
dash.
But you still get 2 attacks.
Okay. I knew I was missing something there. So I can't... I'm not using that key attack, right?
The flurry of blows, no. But yeah, you can still do 2 attacks because you're...
So my second attack is just going to also be with my brass knuckles. Because everything else is the same. Oh, yeah, that's a 19.
Not it.
That's a lot more. That's 9.
All right.
I punch him twice in the face.
He spits some blood into the water.
That'll teach you to say nice things.
And just says, glam living up to their reputation. All right, who's next?
I think I'll go next.
All right, tell.
Okay, so I'll go... I think I can go 40 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So
are you flying or swimming?
No, I'm on the water.
Okay.
If I'm flying, I can only go 30 feet, I think, so okay. I'm going to be on the water for now.
Mm-hmm.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Is okay. that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So staying to the surface?
Yeah, right on the surface.
Okay.
I can walk on the surface as well, but I'm swimming right now. Okay.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Fuck it. Can I not hit? I think I cannot hit.
What's your...
My crossbow heavy is 100 feet. Oh, 100 feet, not 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10. Yeah, that's only 50, so I can hit.
Yeah.
I can hit. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'll try my crossbow heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And Tentaculus is already bloodied, right?
Yep.
Wait, let me... bloodied?
No, he's been hit.
He's been hit. Okay. Okay. So I can try hitting him again.
Okay.
Okay. And I have two actions, so... Okay. 18 plus whatever that is. What should I add?
That hits.
Okay. So this is a... My crossbow heavy is 1d10 plus 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a plus 1 bonus to attack.
Make one of these fades.
Yep. So is that... So...
Just to the... I think it takes the... It's already factored in how much damage it does.
Okay. So it's d10 plus 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
where is my d10?
Saturday night.
Is this D10? Okay. Why does it go from 0?
6:30 train every
That's just
day
how it does.
Next
okay.
week.
I guess you could mess up your
keep it in habit.
It actually makes him have a 10 on him.
Shit.
That's fair.
So that's 2 plus 5.
7 points.
Okay. And I have a second action, right?
Your second attack, yeah?
Second attack, rather. Mm-hmm. So 7 points of damage. And another D20 and...
Same person, or...?
Wayne is the monk who's guarding the ball, right?
Yes, he is.
From what I know.
He's here in the back.
Who I can still reach.
Yep.
Because I think it's hunter. Okay. No, I'll go off the Tentacles again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Poor Tentacles, what has he done to anybody?
Well, apparently we don't like tentacle people.
What does he do? What's his thing?
He's a cephalopod.
What's his fighting style?
You haven't seen it yet, but he's got a trident.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going off the
Which
tentacles.
One's squishy?
Which one's like the mage?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the hammerhead.
The hammerhead's the cleric.
Okay.
They don't have a wizard or sorcerer this fight.
Cleric's the only
one. I'm torn between hitting the Wayne because I know that he's going to be defending the ball and the one who's already bloodied or hit so that we can take one person.
I mean, yeah, if we just wail on the same one over and over.
Yeah, we'll get him out of the picture. Okay.
So do they pass out and get removed if
yeah.
we punch him? Okay.
Okay, so I'm going after the Tentacles again.
Same
okay.
rules. You get 3 rounds and recover. If you don't, they take you out.
You okay. get 3 rounds. Okay, that's my question.
Shite. 2.
Okay.
So it's not... So for the bonus action,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to put the healing spirit close to our thing.
Alright. Here, I've got an inordinate amount of dice here. So
cool.
why don't we use this milky d20.
Okay. This is the healing spirit, guys. You want wait over it or whatever.
Alright, Stumbleduck, Panic, and Acra, you're the three that are still up.
Yes.
Who's going next?
So I have a thing that lasts till the end of my next turn, so I think I should go last of all of us so that it'll keep up and protect you guys throughout until my next turn.
Cool.
Well, didn't we decide that those turn effects happen at the end of our group turn, not the end of the individual's turn? Like end of next turn effects? I thought we decided that just to make it easier. Or maybe we didn't, because...
There was some way I figured it out so that it wouldn't... Like, you couldn't start it at one side and then finish it at the other. I think all group effects that end at your next turn end at the start of the first person's turn next round.
Okay.
Because you guys can go in any order.
So. Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. What you doing? Anybody?
I'm going to stay with the ball because we have to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was gonna cast a spell.
Mm-hmm.
Which spell?
Well,
not really a spell. I apparently gain something called Counter Charm. I can perform as a bard until the end of my next turn. During that time, I and any friendly creatures within 30 feet that can hear me gain advantage on saving throws against being frightened or charmed.
Yep.
So I figured since I can't really go over there,
it would last through their turn, which would be the most important thing.
Okay.
I think that's a good thing.
So I will do Counter Charm with one of my actions, and apparently I get two actions per turn now, so that's two attacks per turn.
Well, attacks are like, spells are different, sorry. So it's you get one spell or two, like, stabby stabs.
Okay, so if it is in combat as Counter Charm, does that just mean I do it without any throws or saving?
That's your whole thing, yep. You're just singing a song that makes your components, your compatriots, harder to influence magically, basically.
So.
Okay.
What's she singing?
Does patient defense cost a key point?
It does.
Okay. Let me think. What would I be thinking?
What do you think about that? Acker or Stumbleduck? Which one of you wants to go next?
You can.
Have we successfully wounded the magic user?
You've wounded Tentacles. It's the only one you've wounded.
Okay. We don't know if one of them is a wizard yet.
I'm worried about that water element.
You should be.
Would my longbow hurt an elemental?
Don't know till you try.
In general, though, yeah, elementals are hurt by physical damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm gonna attack the thing that looks scariest, which would be the water elemental.
Okay.
Orcs. 10?
That'll miss.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm going to try again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
17.
That'll hit.
Okay.
Nice.
Four points of damage.
All right. And is that a magical bow?
Nope.
All right. It looks like the damage, it looks like its body resists it.
Makes sense.
Oh, man.
It probably has resistance to most weapons.
It's just an arrow floating in the body.
it
kind of goes...
I would say probably resistance to non-magical
items. Then
what the fuck are we going to do?
Sargasso just pats it on like the shoulder.
You
have like, there,
magical attack.
Do you have a magical weapon?
No.
No? Nope. You don't have anything? Like a plus one counts as a magical weapon,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
No. Nothing?
Nope. I buy pretty close. And try to buy folding boats.
Accra.
I'm staying where I am.
So you're like doing a defense action?
Yeah.
I am singing, "Hey, ho, let's go!"
All right.
And as bardic inspiration with that, I will give...
Tell.
It's within 60 feet, so I'll give Tell inspiration die for 10 minutes.
Hold
from
on.
Now you can do... Right. Add it to one ability check, attack, or saving throw, and it is a d8.
Oh, I can add a d8 to
an
attack?
An ability check, attack, or saving throw. This can be added after seeing the roll, but before knowing the outcome. So,
okay, so I can say, oh, this looks like it would hit. And then say, okay, hello. Okay, cool, thanks.
Add yourself a golden inspiration die to remind
Woo-hoo!
Yourself.
Mm-hmm. This is gold?
I don't know. You tell me.
Getting y'all psyched up with my fight song!
Did you want your dog to do anything but sit there and look?
No, he's going to defend.
He's guarding, too.
He's guarding, too.
He's in defense mode.
Yeah. I don't know if he can swim or if he can bop.
Puddle goes into the water and is invisible.
That makes sense.
Oh, shit.
Water elemental, invisible in water. That makes a lot of sense.
Suddenly, though...
are we going to have a sploop?
The water pours up around Rot Vein and Stumbleduck. And they need both of you to make me a strength saving throw, which is good for you guys, but...
22.
You're fine.
18 plus 5, so 19.
Oh. You're fine.
so blah 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 right back at
you. And it just pushes you, so you guys don't take any damage. And you get, it does like pull you off of his shoulders though, and just rips you two apart. Alright, then, Ariel is going to, dive down. Stay near the bottom.
I really think that's super cool.
Thank you. Soraka is going to follow along with Sargasso. They're sort of like doing, they do like a coordinated dive.
Well, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah. And move in this like tight formation that you can tell has been practiced many times. Alright.
Oh, can we assume we've all drank our potions?
Yes.
Oh no!
Fairfield was like secretly keeping track over here. He's like, you've all been out of oxygen for 5 minutes. You're dead.
Finally, I can bring you to a place where I can kill your characters.
Although I can technically hold my breath for like 8 minutes.
Alright, puts up tentacles.
That name.
If we end up role playing the dinner afterwards, there's actually a funny story behind that name.
All right.
He's going to cast Hunter's Mark on Deku. Now you know what he is.
Yup.
And he's going to attack you with his trident twice.
Trident.
I'm going to take some damage.
Let's see, the AC-8 will miss, obviously.
Yep.
AC-22, I'm pretty sure, hits.
Damn it.
Alright, so he does a D6 trident damage, D6 of Hunter's Mark damage, and some extra damage because he is a Colossus Slayer. Well, you're not hurt yet, so
yeah.
He doesn't get Colossus Slayer damage yet. You take 12 points of damage.
Okay. And
he sneezes on you.
Mm. And he goes, he says, "Now you better not give me a cold." Vang says, "It's okay, Soraka can just remove it from you." And he's going to, Vang's going to step up. He's walking literally just on the water. He's not even swimming. And he's going to attack you twice with his fists.
Me?
Mm-hmm. You're the only person there for him. He doesn't really need the platform. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. 14 misses, right?
Yeah, it does. I'm a 17.
Yeah, 21 hits.
Okay.
So that's 5 points of damage. And then he's going to flurry of blows.
Mm-hmm.
So, where's my pen? My smaller pen. Just going to mark up these key points. So 2 more attacks. I think both miss. 10 obviously and 11. So just that. So I think they just dealt you that 5 points of damage. All right.
So just 5.
Yep.
Okay.
What's up? That you at?
Where are you at?
Huh?
Where are you at?
32.
32. Okay. All right. And then. He is going to back up to where he was. Which does not provoke an attack of opportunity because he is a drunken master.
Okay.
And he flurried. Alright, that's their turn. Let's see what happens in the arena. A big blast of water shoots up out of the air here and here. Alright, puts up Glam. Your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going first?
I'll go ahead and I'll attack.
Tentacles?
Yeah, is he, like, chilling with me still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can move back, but Tentacles is still there.
Alright. I will, go forward. And,
like, here?
Oh, I thought you said he moved back.
Vang moved back.
Okay, I'm attacking Tentacles.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna... So now I can use my key point, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason I couldn't, because I already used my point. Okay, I'm gonna brass, knuckle him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
17?
That'll miss Tentacles.
Oh, bye. Well, that misses too. And then I'll use a key point.
Active in a flurry?
No.
Ravi is officially done with his beer and has now achieved handsiness.
Alright, no, I'm gonna use Radiant Sunbolt.
Okay.
And I'm gonna attack the other guy twice.
Alright.
So that's plus 6. Oh, that 25.
Mm-hmm.
And a natural 20.
Alright, nice.
It. Sorry, I'm really excited.
You hit Vang twice?
Well, I hit him twice, but I get 3 rolls, right?
Why 3? Oh, yes.
I hit him once, because of the and then critical, a nat 20. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I was like, come on now! And I roll everything twice, right? No. I roll the first one. That's the first attack. Fucking 5.
5 points, right?
Suck a dick. And then... But I don't add the modifier twice, right?
Right.
Okay. 7 plus 4, 11.
All right.
12 points.
16 points total.
Oh yeah. Right.
All right.
Is he bloodied?
No.
Still not bloodied.
Well, this is the new guy.
This is the new guy. Oh, I couldn't hit Tentacly. I didn't hit him.
Who's the new guy?
She's talking with Vane the monk. So she's taking on 2 people by herself. Punch, punch.
Yeah.
I may need some help.
Yeah, we're on.
I think I'm going to go after Vane as well.
Right, so, let's take your turn. What are you doing?
Oh, am I next? I thought there was one other person.
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever order you guys want
to
go in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I will go after... Oh, let me move first, and then I'll go after people.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go 40.
Nine.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to the edge. Sorry. Okay, I'll go after
Wayne, I think. Oh, Tentacles. Let's say Tentacles.
Tentacles. Right.
Okay. Shit. 6 plus whatever it was.
No, miss.
Okay. Have another attack.
Mm-hmm.
18. Plus whatever.
No.
Okay. So that's a D10 plus 5.
Alright.
I think.
That's
a D8.
That's your inspiration item, isn't it?
So yeah. I can use this as well, right?
Can you add your inspiration die to damage, or is it just attack rolls?
I think it's just attack rolls.
Okay, so I'll not use this one.
Attack abilities and saves.
Attack abilities. Okay, so it's a D8 plus, D10 plus 5. Okay, let me find it. I think that's a D10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 3 plus 5, 8. All right. Okay. And for the bonus action, I'll put a hunter's mark.
Mm-hmm.
On Tentacles.
He's like, oh, that's what that feels like.
Okay.
What do I need to...
Hunter's
Mark do for you again?
Bonus damage when he hits him.
Yeah.
So you could have done that first, I would say.
Oh, yeah, I should have done that first.
So go ahead and roll your extra D6.
Okay, so I do a D6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2.
Every bit that counts.
Hack away at him.
Mm. So it'll be with him until he goes to 0.
Yep.
And then I can move it to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. All right. Who's next?
I can go. Move me up so that I'm in the spot that's touching the turtle and the blue lady.
All right. Are you diving down to their level?
Are they below water?
Yeah.
They're both 20 feet below water.
Yeah, might as well.
Okay, so it's here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you dive down.
And I'm going to stab at the blue lady. But I figure this way, I get attacks of opportunity from either of them if they leave my area.
Leave your area, yeah. Keeping them occupied with us is good.
good. Tell just needs to make sure that you let me do the distracting.
Yeah, I need to grab after you, I think. So. Mm-hmm.
24.
I think we're going to have to get at least one of them down.
Before we make him go for it.
I think that we take down tentatively because there's a chance that we could have additional arms, like additional graspers. Uh-huh. So take him out first, and then I'll grapple the other guy so that you can make a way with the
seven.
Ball.
I think I'll
7 points.
Drop my wings.
That's
right
with my plus one weapon.
And I'll try to be on the water.
So that
on top of
it
the
is
water.
Magical.
Yeah. As far as I can.
And then you can just fly up.
Out, yeah.
All right.
So a 20 misses the blue lady.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
This girl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
She has a very good armor.
She's wearing this very fancy plate armor.
You said Ariel?
Mm-hmm.
She's the one we need to concentrate on then. She's their ace.
Or like captain or something.
Mm. She's the one that's gonna take us out.
She's the face
splitter.
Steal
their ball first.
Oh, is she the face splitter?
Yeah, she's the face splitter.
Ariel face splitter. Mm-hmm. All right, it's Rotman's turn. Who else? Panic, Akra, Stumbleduck, you three are left.
I'm gonna use my balloon.
Okay.
And float up. And how far can I go after doing that?
What's the movement rate of your fly speed? What's your fly speed with the balloon?
Ooh. You would ask that.
Yes, I would.
As the balloon deflates, movement, it does not say. Sorry. Like, seriously.
Just read me the description of the item.
Mm-hmm. This backpack contains the spirit of an elemental. You're wearing the bag. You can deploy the balloon as an action and gain the effects of the levitate spell for 10 minutes.
Wow, you can't move.
Oh, I can't?
Mm-mm. You're just hanging there.
Well, if you're up
you're
against the
water,
surface,
though,
you can move along that surface.
You can use your hands to walk.
Yeah, but you have to basically...
be propelling
you're
yourself.
Floating.
I'm fine just floating.
Yeah, you can move as if you're climbing, so you can pretty much move your half your speed.
Okay, so if my speed is usually 25, I can move, what, 3 squares?
It would be, 2 squares.
2 squares.
Whatever.
I mean, getting out of the attack range would be good.
Well, fuck.
Because if you don't have any magical weapons, you want to get away from that.
Okay.
Because you're not going to be able to.
Now,
and that will provoke an attack from the water elemental. Because remember, everything's right above you, so you can still. That's going to hit too. So you pop your balloon and you're like, ha! And then it's just like, you just see this little like wall, like this watery like protrusion from the surface. You just see this sort of arm form out of it and swing towards you, slamming into you.
Slap.
You got wave slap.
For 9 points of bludgeoning damage.
What's going on?
Okay.
That thing hits like a beast, by the way.
Well, this is just your spell.
Okay, who do you all want me to try and shoot?
What?
I'm going to use my longbow while I'm in the air. My plan is to now just shoot people from the air.
I mean, if you think you could roll better than a 20, aim for that lady.
Well, and
she's 20 feet down. You have to hit somebody who's above water.
Yeah, who's above water?
The puddle and these two guys.
Okay.
See if you can hit this...
Tentacles.
We are all concentrating on getting him out of the way.
Which is probably not the best strategy, but we made a start, so.
Yeah,
okay.
We might as well finish.
You can't hit any of the others.
Math, Alicia.
What'd you roll?
17. Nothing. Total.
70 total?
Yes.
That'll just miss.
Works. 17 unmodified.
That'll hit.
Okay.
Looking for 18 on Tentacles.
For 8 points of damage.
Tentacles is now bloodied. And he says, what? What did I do? Do I smell?
Just a numbers game, man. Just a numbers game.
It's hard not to take it personal. Panic or Akra, it's one of you two.
I
The Hunter's Mark only works for me, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Crown of Madness, because it's a good damn spell.
That's what the Paratroops do.
And I'm going to cast it on the...
Can you get to Leader Lady?
I'm going to cast it on this person.
Yeah.
Okay. Vayne?
That's a cleric.
Because the leader's the one with the blue hair. She's their strongest one.
Yeah. But, yeah.
But it's not necessarily about killing the strongest
one.
Yeah,
we need
to
get the ball.
Stealing the ball.
So right. Those two are the most important.
So that's why I'm going to cast it on this guy, hoping he can attack that one.
Yeah. Real quick, what's the range in that spell?
120 feet.
Nice. Should be more than enough, yeah.
Just enough, yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where are you, actually?
She's
all the way back.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were somewhere.
No, I'm staying by my ball.
Okay. He rolls a what save?
Wisdom save.
Wisdom save for Vayne.
I shout back. I don't know if she can hear me, but I shout, try to rough them up before they get to Akra so she can knock them down.
All
stinks
right.
That you're going to have to wait like 3 turns to do any fighting.
Well, I mean, Puddle was within.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, getting close.
What's your DC on your saving?
They need to do Wisdom 14.
Right. They got a 15 total.
Dang it!
So they saved.
It's a good fucking smell, though.
Alright, so I'll use my bonus action. Do Bardic Inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, is Puddle going to be there? Maybe you do Shillelagh?
I have to hit him physically.
Too far.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, wait, it's
a melee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Should we give him the beginning of the Inspiration to this time?
I'm going to give, because he still has his.
Mm-hmm.
Kikuchi?
I am going to give it to this fuck. There you go.
Is that bird sound so much fun?
That's the outside birds.
Okay.
Akra, you're last.
Okay.
Stupid nature.
So Puddle's up above the water, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Puddle's protruding above it like an appendage of the water almost.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that got me.
Because we saw an appendage today that offended you.
Oh, God.
It was
so bad.
Tailpipe on a Fiat stuck out too far.
It was kind a Fiat, like, and it had a tailpipe
water
this
wall.
Long.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Fiat.
It was very phallic, and Caitlin just couldn't stop going on about it.
She went on about the phallic.
You
nature.
Were going on and on about it, Caitlin.
I was pissed
she
off.
She was so mad at this phallic stuff. Damn, was she obsessed.
It was
about.
Ugly. And then she started talking about dicks.
I wanted to do Cone of Fire.
Nice.
I found a website called Dick Pic Locator, and basically if you get an unwanted dick pic, you upload it, and it looks and geotags the location where the picture was taken.
Information on the camera.
So it's basically doxing.
Okay.
So
it is your old
dick
pic
people.
Yeah.
Nice. Is that correct?
It's awesome.
It's probably uses exit data or something on the picture itself.
It uses the metadata to find
the,
like, if you use
so
your
cell
phone.
So you do full damage?
I would fake the exit data you have. Not that I would send it a dick pic. If I did, I would modify that.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you get him with?
Cone of Fire.
Nice!
Okay. We're past 6. Actually, I can do 3d6.
Yeah! Mm-hmm.
It doesn't upload the picture as in, like, look at all these pictures of dicks I got. It just uses the data.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the data can be faked by anyone.
And it turns to you. And you just see sort of this little darker areas where its eyes are looking wide at you.
You hit the puddle?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, we were talking about dicks.
Yeah. There's
as
a lot
always.
Of dick talk down here.
Welcome to Dick Talk on NPR. Alright.
Hello, Jim.
Hi.
Is Puddle still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Good
job. Puddle's only been hit once. That's the same time Puddle's been hit, so.
No, but it was a cone of fire.
Yeah, it seemed to really hurt. It seemed to really get its attention. It seemed to
so
not.
Is that all of us?
That's all of you. It's my turn. Or should I say,
Shark's
turn.
Their turn.
Their turn.
You don't have, you don't
the
have a personal stake.
I have a personal stake in doing a good story.
I mean, technically, he's already killed me once today.
Really?
How?
At the very beginning. I said something obnoxious, and he's just like, and Margaret, Bront's fallen Margaret, or something.
Oh, yeah. Brontvane, make me a wisdom saving throw.
Cool. My best. Oh, and I have advantage now. So, that is 10 to begin with. Mm-hmm. So, 12. And pass that back.
You fail.
Oh, no.
Wait, what are they doing to you?
Oh, wait, something to my brain.
Do I have, do I still have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Until you use it. Yep.
Yeah,
Ariel says, fight me by yourself, you coward.
Mm.
And you are in a compelled, compelled duel with Ariel.
Smile really wide.
So if you try to attack anybody else, you have disadvantage.
Okay. That's legit.
Does that mean he can't use his reactions to attack other people?
He can, but he'll have disadvantage on them.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
And she says, Soraka Sargasso, keep on. I got the walking carpet. And she is going to attack you twice. Official sword. I think both of these hit.
How is it 8 o'clock already?
Because we're in fun. What?
I just checked the time.
25 and 22. Hit. All right. So the first.
It's still light up.
Still light up.
Yeah.
So first hit. She does. Ooh. 16 points of damage on the first hit. And you're raging, right?
Yeah.
So that's 8 for you.
Come here. Oh my goodness, puppy.
Second attack.
Is that better?
What does that resist you from?
All physical attacks.
Physical?
And let's see. Differences. Acid, bludgeoning, piercing, slashing, lightning, thunder, poison, cold, radiant, fire, necrotic, and force.
Everything. It just re-resists everything.
I'm sure there's some stuff in there.
That's pretty much everything.
I think that's literally everything.
The common cold?
Yeah.
Mm.
Indigestion, IBS.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what IBS.
She's watching the bathroom in fear. And
all right, she.
Did the dog just squeal?
Yeah.
That was the bathroom door.
Oh.
So she concentrates on her holy symbol.
Man.
Does she need to go out?
Her short sword glows with magical energy, and she smites you. For 42 points of damage.
What?
But you take half of that, so you take 21.
Whoosh!
Tied. Okay.
Very glad.
So I found this.
Take half of that.
Oh, yeah, there's.
Okay.
What is that?
Floor tooth.
Oh.
Nail.
I thought I got all of them, but I missed a couple. Alright, so that's her turn.
Hello, Greg.
Sargasso and Soraka are going to keep moving past her. Sargasso's provoking from you.
Yeah, I might as well try.
Alright.
You have disadvantage?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a 12.
Yeah, but this is. And Sargasso just kind of, from under the water, you hear his voice come up at you and say, he says, I thought you were sick, you should stay home, you look ill. I need you to make me a, I think it's a charisma save?
Charisma?
Yeah,
it's a mocking.
Vicious, he's casting vicious mockery.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's being mean to you, so your feelings are hurt, and then you can't.
Wisdom save.
I had no charisma and no wisdom. Four.
I think
he hurt my feelings.
You also have a disadvantage on your next attack.
Okay.
But it's only 3 points of psychic damage.
Huh. Is this 3 points?
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't do a lot.
It's all for that disadvantage.
I'm confused. Do I take
3 points of psychic damage, and you'll have disadvantage on your next attack?
Well, is there a difference in damage?
No, ignore that. You
okay.
don't need to worry about
okay,
it.
Okay, so I take 3 points of damage.
Yeah, just damage.
Okay. Some people have, like, some people resist fire, cold, or
so. Yeah, so if you were resistant to psychic damage, it would have mattered.
Okay. So having disadvantage means I then roll two the next time and I take the lower one?
Yep, mm-hmm. exactly that. And then Soraka.
I don't want to dinner with them now. She just wanted to be nice.
Gonna cast spiritual weapon at fourth level. So this this magical trident appears out of thin air right next to you, Akra.
That's not Akra. That's panic.
Oh, next to panic, I'm sorry. This magical trident appears out of air.
Rude.
And it's going to attack you.
Oh, rude.
Got an 11 total.
Somehow, and I am actually shocked by this, that doesn't hit me.
Right.
I think I upgraded my armor recently.
Armor class 14 still sucks.
It does, but it was worse before.
And he's also going to cast cantrip Stumbled Duck, you're within range. Roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Six.
Alright, you hear this dolorous bell just chime at your head, filling you with just this awful, nauseating feeling. You're going to take 4 points of damage. Oh. As he tolls the dead.
Oh,
all right.
As he what?
Cast toll the dead.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the new fancy spells.
Bonus action.
All right, Puddle is going to move up and reach the water, forming a cube 10 feet up, so touching the surface, getting both Stumbleduck and Akra. Oh, hold on. He may not be able to do that. He does not do that. He's actually just going to move over and make two attacks with his slammy slam against Akra. She's the closest. One of those misses, one of those hits. Akra, you take... My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Take 6 points of damage.
Okay.
I'd like to point out the attack against me did 47 points of damage.
Yeah, that's a lot. You need to make sure she's focused on you.
I got smote.
Because you're the only one who can handle that damage.
But yeah, she's in one-on-one combat with me now.
Right, can I move the healing spirit closer to you?
Tentacles
would be good, yeah.
Gonna
I'm
going
to do that in the next round. I can move it, I think.
Two attacks on Kiku, because he's still got the Hunter's Mark. Okay.
Nobody here has been hurt so far anyway, right?
Yeah.
So
matters
when he gets a natural one, 14.
Missed.
Sorry, Chris.
That's all right.
You win some, you lose some, right?
That's right.
Quit licking my toes!
Bing
is a celebration.
To...
No. You can probably...
Bing grabs the ball and dives deep into the water.
Hey! Hey, no! What do you mean he grabs the ball?
He grabs the ball?
You can move your own ball.
Yeah.
Who's moved the ball?
Bing.
All right, guys. I'm changing the plan. I'm going back for our ball.
Why?
They grabbed our ball? I thought they grabbed
their
ball.
No, that's but theirs is moving around and ours is just sitting there. And I've got 120 every turn.
Oh, that's true. That's a lot of movement.
Why would you move the ball closer to where we
unless
you
move it on
but, like,
on
I
just
go
this
back and forth.
You
I can
do it
all
on this
stuff.
Room.
Yeah, she can avoid
I could keep
them.
It moving because I can move with people
I mean, so long as you don't go closer to this side, like if you stay on this side.
All right, is holding an action. All right.
Holding an action? Okay.
Okay, who's turn?
It is the layer's turn.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody's on a spout.
Now you doesn't you don't have to be on a spout.
You could be near a spout. Mm.
Alright. This one shoots up.
Ooh.
And then this one shoots up. Let's see.
It's next to the duck but and the puddle.
It may or may not affect the duck. It does not. It shoots up in the kind of the backside. Right? So okay. You, the water comes right up next to you. It does not touch you.
You want to move away.
Probably like stick your finger in it and go like, "Woohoo, that's fine."
All right, Lam, your turn.
Who's hurt? Everybody, raise your hands.
I only have 32, but it's not like the worst thing in the world.
So where Nortman is here, right?
Yeah.
I'm only.
How much can I move my healing spirit thingamajig?
You tell me.
I think if it's in within my sight, let me look at it.
All right, looks that up. Who else wants to go?
I want to cast Crown of Madness on Bane again.
Well, maybe someone
that's
with a lower
one.
Wisdom.
Oh.
Like, aim for a dummy.
Because like,
you're
just
going
you're
to attack
to
a cleric. Yeah,
you're trying to control somebody.
Well, wisdom isn't. The monks are good at strength and dex. Wisdom isn't good.
Okay. Oh, I thought that was the cleric.
So I can cast that within range.
Mm.
So, and I think my range is, what, 40 feet? Right?
I do.
So I can cast this guy here
right.
Whenever it's my turn. So, right,
so,
I should be.
So panic's going, Crown of Madness at Bane. 9.
Yay!
Nice. I think I'll go next so that I can cast it. Okay.
So what's Crown of Madness do?
Crown of Madness
good
says
stuff.
One humanoid of my choice that I can see must, within 120 feet, must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or become charmed for you, by you for the duration.
Mm-hmm.
While the target is charmed in this way, a twisted crown of jagged iron appears on its head and a madness glows in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
The charmed target must use its action before moving on each of its turns to make a melee attack against a creature other than itself that you mentally choose.
Mm-hmm.
We can get it now.
Mm-hmm.
This is it.
On your subsequent turns, you must use your action to maintain control, blah, 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 and they can make a wisdom saving throw at the end of each of its turns.
Okay.
Hmm.
Cool. So you have it under your control?
I mean...
Which one is that?
That's set over in the corner. Should I just go try to grab the ball right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Either of us can do it.
Yeah.
You go ahead.
Yeah, I'll go.
It's our best chance.
So what's my count to get over to him? I'll use a key point to disengage. So that I don't
eight,
have to...
9 squares.
Oh, yeah.
45.
I have
eight
six,
squares.
I have 60.
Yeah, you'll get it. You'll get it.
So you disengage, move over.
And then I try to take the ball from him.
He gives it to you.
Yes! I use the rest of my movement to get the fuck out!
Running this way?
Yeah.
And what's your... So you that was
60.
8. You have 8. So 60 is 12. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. So who's next? Any of us could be next, right?
What's your movement?
Wait, can you use a key point for another movement?
It's a bonus action, right?
Ooh. Can I go grab it and then go?
I was going to say, let's do a handoff. Let me make sure I can't move more, though, because if I can get even further...
So instead of coming that way, if you come this way, I might be able to... I have 40.
All right, so I
might
you,
be able to...
You moved, you used an action to grab the ball,
uh-huh.
And you bonus action to disengage. It's your free action.
Yeah, okay. So there's
just
nothing else I can do.
But instead of the 4 this way, if
no,
you got the 4...
Yeah. You use the key
one,
point to change an action
one,
into a bonus.
1, 2, 3, 4 here. I would be able to do like that, right?
Do it.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. I'll put you here. You're closer to this.
Yeah,
guy,
love
but,
it. That's
okay.
Perfect. I don't
so
even care.
It's my turn.
Mm-hmm. So
or rather, I'll take my turn.
All right, so you got to go down 20 feet.
Okay.
Or no, wait, you're...
I'm on the surface.
Well, she's... I guess she could have taken it back up to the surface.
Yeah,
I would just ferry it to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
like
my
that.
Turn, first thing, I'll put the healing spirit next to Rotwain or on the Rotwain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's whatever he gets. I don't remember right now.
I'll do that on my turn.
So I can do 2 actions and then I can bugger off, right?
I'm assuming the healing spirit's a bonus action?
Yeah. So I have 2 attacks and then I can move or is it just...
2 attacks, or it's an action to take the ball, though. So that takes
that takes precedence.
Okay,
you
I'll take the ball. And then 1 attack and then move?
Nope.
You just move.
It's taking the ball, takes all your attacks.
Okay, so I'll take the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I have... Wait a minute. So I can If I do my wings, mm-hmm. is that another action?
Yes.
Okay, in that case, let me just go right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 40?
Mm-hmm.
So do it upwards, though, so when you end, you're on the surface.
I'm still on the surface.
He's on the surface.
Oh, you are.
I'm already on the surface. I wanted to lift up in the air.
I get you. But no, that's beautiful. I love it.
Okay. Next round, maybe.
Yep. Next round, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I need 2 rounds to get here.
You can just pass it to her, though.
Yeah. You are faster than me, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next?
All right. So what's the health?
Oh, so I amount? Think the health is D. Let me double check. I think it's D 6. You can add a D 6 at every round.
Yes.
Oh wait, when you cast the spell using a spell slot of 3rd level or higher, okay, my spell slot is different from my level, right? Okay.
Mm.
Okay. So it's only 1 D 6 for now.
That's fine. 3 health. I might as well go. I'm just going to attack the woman.
Mm-hmm. You're compelled to do so.
Mm.
And I'm excited to do so.
The face ripper versus the face splitter.
So 23.
Okay.
And 22.
Okay.
You're really mad at her for stealing your brain, her name convention.
So 15. No, wait, that's wrong. It's 11.
Mm-hmm.
And 11.
Alright, so 22 points.
Slash.
She doesn't seem too hurt by that.
She doesn't like it.
What do you know?
Bonus action, I bark at her.
Alright, we got Akron Stumbleduck left.
Okay.
Who has the longest range?
For what?
I think it's Deku.
No, outside Deku, like between Akron and
Stumbleduck. Movement?
Yeah, so movement. I'm wondering if somebody could take it even closer.
But. I mean, yeah, somebody's... she's only got 25 feet.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Not her.
What's your movement? Your movement's pretty high, but you're in combat.
Is my movement the walking?
Yeah.
Well, you have the ring of swimming, right?
Wait, what's
it's 40 feet.
What's your strength? Okay, so can you throw me to... tell, and then I take the ball and move.
What advantage would that be? What advantage would that be?
Well, and I also think that it's more important that you keep him
floating?
Engaged so he doesn't go after
it
ball.
At the
That's
same time, too, so it wouldn't be that you could grab the ball from Tell.
We have 2 rounds to get the ball without being...
And I think I can, as long as nobody attacks me, I think I can get it there next turn.
You think so? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Easily. Because I can...
Jesus,
I move
feet.
60 feet. I use an action to take the ball from
you.
And then I use Step of the Wind, which is a bonus action, to move another 60 feet.
So we just need to make sure they don't grab it back.
Yeah. Okay. You just need to make sure you don't get attacked in the next turn.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. They are going to attack me, obviously.
They are,
because,
they're going to come after you
real
hard.
Just lateral it back.
Yep.
That's a football term. I'm sporty.
You're sporty spice here?
You're sporty spice.
All right. So Akron Stumbleduck.
Who's watching a sports ball game during this?
It's just baseball.
I'm going to punch him in the face.
Well, I'm going to try and just, like, I'm kind of sick of this, like, water creature. And I don't see it much more than an actual, like, just gob of water that needs to be cleaned up. So I'm going to grab... my water skin, and I'm gonna try and suck it up.
I love it.
And just be like, we've had just about enough of this.
We'll just count this as unarmed attack. So you can still. I like give yourself some inspiration.
It's kind of like grappling.
Roll some attacks.
In my mind, this is basically an attack of someone with a giant vacuum cleaner, like sucking at your head and. It'll be hard to fight. It will be hard to fight that.
And so
be
18 plus what?
No, 18 probably hits.
You're straight.
18 will hit.
Okay.
All right. Roll damage.
So it'd just be hand. So
I think it's a D6 at this level for you.
Okay. 6.
Plus.
What would it be? Strength.
It'll tell you under your attacks. You click on actions there. Unarmed strike.
1d6 plus 3.
So
9.
Nice.
And this counts as magical attacks for you because
it does. Real,
so
level full, 7.
Full damage. So you just scoop some of the water up into it. Alright, you get another attack.
Yeah, you get 2 attacks.
I'm gonna take the. How far down are the hammerhead and the Nico?
They're 20 feet down.
Okay.
I just punched that guy again.
Well, I mean, what I probably... Because I've got him in a sack now, right?
No.
No, you just, no.
Got a piece
of him. You
got
a part of him in there.
Oh.
He's very large. He is like 10 foot by 10 foot.
Oh, so I don't have enough room in my thing.
No, but you're definitely like taking chunks of him out with you.
Yeah, you're fucking with him.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Not
How
only...
How often can you do your breath weapon?
Oh, yeah.
Once per day.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Well, I imagine he wants all of himself, right? So I'm going to take my water skin and I'm just going to chuck it as far across the pool as I can. And hopefully it goes after.
And then punch him again. Because you can punch him one more
time.
Yeah. All right, so bonus action, a punch?
Yeah.
Well, wait, she still has her second attack, right? And then she's got her bonus action.
Second attack was throwing the water skin.
Oh, okay.
And also that gives you advantage in this attack because he's distracted.
He's very distracted.
Threw part of him away.
My foot.
We're there. They're a gender.
For
so.
The attack, sorry. Okay. 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we roll damage.
Yeah. So 5 points.
Yeah.
Anything else to do?
No.
Okay. Stumbleduck, you're the last one up, so
yeah.
It's your turn.
How far can I move? I'm floating with my airbag, so they said how?
You can move, yeah. We'll say 3 squares.
Okay.
Nice DM.
Mm-hmm.
You
so,
are a nice DM.
1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. And then, is there any way I can use, like, a luck point or inspiration to get rid of disadvantage? To, like, neutralize it?
Yeah, if you spend your luck, you could reroll the... You could re-roll the die, so I'd say that just neutralizes it.
Okay, I'm gonna roll and then see how that goes.
Okay.
I'm gonna, I'm gonna try and finish off tentacles. alright, I'm gonna spend a luck point to re-roll that then.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my fucking luck point? Okay. Scroll up. Remember things, Alicia. Modified 20.
Nice.
That'll hit.
Fuck yeah.
4, 9 points of damage.
Nice.
And then I'm gonna do that again with. I rolled an 18. Do 6 more points.
Nice.
Jason's mom just followed him on Twitter.
Oh no.
But you mostly tweet, if it's not comics, it's cute stuff.
Alright, so, their turn, Ariel points at Deku and just yells, ball, ball, ball!
Points at me?
Or not at Deku.
Tell's got it.
Tell. And Deku.
Oh, they don't know. I'm hanging back. They can't see me.
They saw you take it.
I'm invisible.
That's not how that works.
Invisible.
Alright, so Bane will go first. Who's he? He just attacks who? Who do you want to attack? I'm guessing the only person within his range is Tentacles.
Tentacles!
That guy.
Attack the Tentacles.
What a day he's
Bane comes up, and he's like, Tentacles is like, what, you too?
Poor Tentacles.
Both of those hit. Now I'm rolling well.
I can find the story.
Thanks, baby. That's great. Oh no!
Tentacles goes down.
You got what?
Nothing. You got your mouth full, so I won't give you this.
Alright. Bane, it's Tentacles. The other four are gonna try to stop this.
Sorry, was that culturally insensitive?
No. It was not. Somebody's phone.
My shiny pen.
Alright, Soraka.
It was my pot store telling me about today's sale.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Happy holidays.
Hey, just so you know, we got all the stuff.
Do you like weed?
Clearly you do, because we have your phone number.
20 Tacoma.
Yeah, that's okay. I just forgot to add. Alright. Sargasso.
He's a hammerhead.
Sargasso is a tortle.
Damn it.
Tell, I need you to make me a wisdom saving throw.
I don't know.
What do I answer now? My wisdom is plus 4. Okay. Okay. 9 plus 4, 13. But I can add this. Any saving throw, I can add a d8, right?
Yes, this is this is a very good time to use that d8.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
So 13 plus 7.
Nice!
20.
Nice!
You were gonna fail. But the d8 saved your life.
Yay!
He cast Hold Person on you.
Oh, shit.
That would have been bad.
Well, it wouldn't have been too bad.
He just wouldn't be able to move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he says, suck a sailor's dick, you're strong.
At least it's not cold diarrhea in a Dixie cup.
Yeah, well.
You're welcome.
That's our angel of death.
All right, and he's going to move up to you.
Don't worry about it. We got this.
And I'll do this in the next round, hopefully.
They can't get that ball away from you and move. Unless there's something crazy going on.
Mm-hmm.
We got this.
Okay. You know what? I can move the next round, get it closer, and ask someone to go and pick it up for me.
If I can do it.
Hmm?
I mean,
you can do it in one round.
Yeah.
Soraka.
Guys, we're super good at sports ball.
We haven't won yet.
We haven't won yet. Also, we're good at sports ball because we psychologically tortured one of our opposing team members.
To death.
That was good.
No, you're not dead yet.
Right.
Did he make a save on his turn?
Yeah, Ben needs to make a wisdom save.
What is your dog's name?
Try and break it.
Graham.
Your dog's name.
Mm-hmm.
What's his
name?
Ian.
16.
I think that is good enough. Yep, they need a 14.
Okay.
Yes, but now his heart should be broken.
He's like, Pentacles, my best friend!
This is the real
bless you.
He's going to be able to heal him.
Yeah, I know.
He worked at Microsoft and had a bad time.
But, I mean, spending an action on healing a compatriot or beelining it to get to that ball because we've got it.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I don't want to tell him that I'm named a dog doctor and leave him not get it. But he was a good guy.
Just,
he was really
just
good
say
fan.
A D&D character. Mm. He might.
Look, that's the real lion.
All right. Soraka holds her holy symbol and says, Cordata, don't fail me now! And this magical large being appears in this square. And it's just like this, it looks like essentially this just like large 10 feet long gaping shark teeth that are just floating in the air.
Cool. Okay.
Okay.
And that's the fourth level spell. Okay. And then it's going to attack Panic with its spiritual weapon.
Red.
19.
Yeah, hit.
Oh, yeah.
For 10 points of damage?
Red.
Okay. And it doesn't matter, your spell's no longer up, so we don't have to worry about concentration checks. Tentacles is out. Just leaves Aria in the puddle. Puddle's going to provoke an attack of opportunity from from Akra.
Nice. Knock him down.
Are you gonna take it?
What do I do?
You just roll the attack.
Shit. And it's just
one
dead.
The last two. Not sorry.
What's that?
I took the last two. I'm sorry. I'm pretty good.
Oh no!
Puddle splooshes up. It's actually in the space as Ayan.
Sorry, fam.
And it absorbs the ball into its water.
Alright.
Did not care about the wineskin full of its body.
Mm-hmm. It does very much. It cares about winning. It cares about winning more.
Ball is more important.
Ariel says, "You're a tough son of a bitch." Mm-hmm. She's going to attack twice with her short sword. Let's see. AC 15. I'm sure misses you.
Miss. Mm-hmm.
But AC 24.
Hit.
Okay. And she's going to smite again.
Oof. You're the only one who can take it, bro.
Maybe.
Yeah, I know.
What are you at?
45.
Oh. Yeah, you'll be fine. You're only going to take
be okay. 20.
Maybe 30.
What's your armor class?
Pretty low. She's very high in charisma, very low on strength or armor or wisdom. I mean, she's pretty smart at figuring shit out, but I think that would be intelligence rather than wisdom.
Mostly. This one was a little less ridiculous than the last time. 28 points, so half of that, so 14.
Alright.
She says, "Why are you too stupid to die?"
Oh, she's horny for it.
Oh, God. I don't know why that upset me.
All right. Layer goes. Oh, this one goes off.
Two rubbing.
Which we'll see if it affects rubbing or not. It does not. It comes over kind of on this side.
Okay.
And the other one is this one, which is away from everyone else. Okay. Alright. Puts up Blam.
Go deeper. I'm gonna move. So what I'd like to do, what level is the black box on? Like what depth?
It's at the same level as
surface.
It's at surface level.
Yeah.
Okay, so can I swim down so that I don't provoke an attack? You see what I'm saying?
To disengage?
Like, down low enough and then move straight up to get the ball and then go away.
So you move down under it?
Under the black thing and under Tell so that I'm up on this far corner so that I don't engage either of the other combatants.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, so move your person. Or have somebody move your person for you.
Can't.
Sarah or...
Lizard guy. All the way at the back.
Nope,
all the way at the back.
Lizard.
Yep. And then on the bottom left-hand corner below the red ball. Yep.
All right, when you come up there, as soon as you come to the surface, the shark teeth spin around and chomp you.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Even though I'm...
It's not an attack of opportunity. Mm. You're dealing with a spiritual guardian.
Oh, goody. Okay.
You can take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully. I say yes because I remember being a semi-god, not because I actually... What's that?
Guardian of Faith. I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw. So this is good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a good dex. See what I roll, though. 16.
Do you have inspiration?
I don't.
If that's not enough, I'll give you mine.
Am I going to need to roll again?
I'm looking right now.
Okay.
Nope, you succeed.
Okay.
So you take half damage. Take 10 points of radiant.
All right, I'll take 10 points. That's easy. I will then, if nothing else is going to happen, I'll use my action to take the ball.
Okay.
And I will use a key point to activate dash as a bonus action. Mm-hmm. And I will slam dunk the ball. Right.
You have enough range?
I do, don't I?
There is one small problem with that.
Uh-huh.
There's a water elemental covering the hole that you need to put the ball into.
So it's, I can't move through it?
Nope.
Can I attack the water elemental with the ball to shove it through him? Because he had an arrow go through
him. He's semi-solid.
Yeah, well, you've already used your action this turn to pick up the ball.
Okay. Yeah, get me up there where I'm close.
Basically right next to you.
Of course, if you get too close to the water elemental, he'll take it from you and then take it to there.
No, but
she's supposed to be going over there.
I need to go here.
All right, yeah, so
bring the red ball. Put that next to me.
We need to kill the water elemental, I guess.
Apparently.
So yeah, you get over there and you're like, what the fuck is this? This water is just like, it's just like kind of like pulling, it's like this current up from the water, so you try to push the ball through it and it just bounces off the exterior of this creature.
Okay.
And it kind of looks at you and goes,
of course it does.
And then, like, two jets of water come up.
All right, then I'm going...
And you see your ball is, like, floating inside of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to cast Crown of Madness on a hot... Just come... Stop it. Stop it, computer.
Stop it.
Stop it.
So...
Stop it or I'll bury you alive in a box, computer.
I know, right?
If Puddle is over the goal,
mm-hmm.
and now the ball is inside Puddle, doesn't that mean that the ball is inside the goal? No, Puddle has our ball that it wants to steal to go to the other end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's preventing, blocking us
because
from putting...
he's taking a shit on our goal. We can't
What is the yellow dye represent?
That's the spiritual weapon that's going to take.
That's right. That's right.
The what?
It's a
spiritual weapon.
Okay.
All right. I am going to cast instead of that.
Dissonant whispers.
And I was actually going to go with Phantasmal Force, so that it has some illusion that makes it have to run the fuck away from
me. Nice. Do it.
Or gets pushed back.
All right. So I need to make a wisdom save?
It is a intelligence, actually, because it's an illusion.
I mean, wisdom and charisma were bad, but intelligence is bad.
Come on, Puddle. Use your brain.
It got a total of zero. I rolled a three, minus three.
I love it.
Puddle's not very bright.
Basically,
Puddle's a water elemental scream.
Puddle has suddenly appeared in front of it, a gigantic ShamWow. It's worst nightmare.
This terry cloth, which water absorption defies physics.
So it just like screams and falls backward off into
Does it have to use its reaction to move immediately? Is that one of those, or does it have to wait till its next turn?
It's while the target is affected, the target treats the phantasm as if it is real. The target rationalizes any illogical outcomes from interacting. It's so convinced that it can even take damage from it.
Mm-hmm.
So, each round on five turn,
each round on your turn, the phantasm deals the damage.
Okay, if it's still there.
Target. Doesn't say anything about
it's phantasmal force, right?
Yeah.
I thought it knocked him back. Does it not knock them back? Because what's the force if it's not? If it's just an
illusion? Well, it just starts turning it.
But it has to treat the phantasm if it's real. So if it were something it would terrified of, it would. Did I read
it's basically the
wrong?
Scariest illusion ever.
Yeah.
But it's so scary it hurts it. Yeah, it doesn't run from it, though.
That's okay.
Okay.
But,
Can I say that it's fear instead? No, I already did it.
Well, what you can do, and what I can say you did, is you can cast Dissonant Whispers instead.
Okay.
Which forces it to use its reaction to immediately.
Okay,
yeah, that's the one.
I figured
that's a wisdom.
That's what I wanted.
And so guess what? It got a three instead of a zero.
Yay, but that means it has to run away immediately, right?
Yeah, it has to use its full speed. So,
does it have the presence of mind to take the ball with it?
It does.
It's inside of it, so it has to. But she can
Ankara,
just
have
dump
you
it.
Gone yet?
No, none of us have gone.
You are close enough. Come over, grab the ball from me, and dunk it, and we're done. Yeah.
Dunk it, Ankara. Dunk it, Ankara. Dunk it, Ankara.
Ankara.
So MVP spelled usage there, man.
Yeah, man.
What? You're basically going you to go from here, steal the ball, and dunk it right in there.
Okay. Just full on, you know, you tumble, and you flip, and you go, whoa!
Like a slam dunk contest.
I like to imagine, like you dash over, leap out of the water, grab the ball from Deku in midair, spin around, and like Jordan dunk it. And roll me a perform check. Let's just see how, let's see how good this goes.
17.
Oh, yeah.
Plus
a fucking lot.
Performance.
The crowd goes fucking wild as a loud arena-esque noise breaks out.
Glam! Because I'm under a magical compulsion.
Somebody is already, you would have made a killing on this.
We forgot to bid on ourselves!
Oh no!
Well, I thought we were going to lose this one.
I did not think we were going
to... Rodney, are you still attacking?
I have to. It's a magical compulsion.
Oh, what?
She drops it immediately.
Okay.
Ahem! We came in like a cannonball. You never stood a chance at all. Came right in and smashed your balls.
Did you think that up while we were doing the fight?
No, I wrote that last session.
How did you fight? How did you write?
Well, it just turns out she was talking about testicles that time, but actual balls this time.
I mean, testicles.
Came right in and smashed testicles. Tentacles. Oh, damn it, Jason.
Alright, so in the locker room afterwards, the team comes up to you. Alright, they say, Sir Gossel's like, well, you all were just as good as everyone said you were.
Damn Skippy.
He says, y'all have any dinner plans?
I thought you didn't want to eat with us.
I said 100 times.
Very specific.
I want to eat with you after we fight you. Now that we're done fighting you and you whipped us anyway, I'd like to take you out for a drink, sugar tits.
You brought that on yourself.
You did bring that on yourself.
I mean that in the most respectful way of my culture.
Only if it's the good stuff.
He says, no, we're gonna eat in the fanciest restaurant in all of Yemaine.
Why does Yemaine sound nasty when he says it?
He says, we're gonna go to the Yemaine Strip and get the...
Why are you making it worse?
Some lobster roll?
Got
back
there.
Into the cup. Back into the cup. Not
it's
in the
fine.
Computer.
It's fine. I drank it.
I thought it didn't come out of my work computer.
It's good. We're all good. Everything's fine. Nothing is fine.
Okay, so the hero of that battle, Deku.
Yeah. Well, you dunked it.
Now you need a new nickname.
Yeah, but you're the one who's like, oh, fuck, we need to do the thing.
All right, so do people want to hop in dinner, or do we want to put a close to this session? I'm fine for either.
I'm good with leaving it on that note, and we can role play perhaps as the setup for the next session.
I do want to see if I can convince Puddle to let me taste the wine skin.
You could just like scoot over there while everyone's distracted and try it. Scoop it up and try it.
No, after the fight, Puddle immediately went over and like poured it like hurriedly. Alright, so you guys win the fight. Next session, you guys will get your winnings, and maybe there'll be some sort of Yemaine side quest.
Like finding out why these people worship a goat.
But
you know,
You know what's funny is that you find that weird.
It's just a random goat.
Not if you play D&D. It's perfectly normal for people to worship goats.
It could be an actual god in D&D.
In our last campaign, one of the main things was there was a god, and now he was a goat.
He's the greatest god of all time.
Is what
he's
thinks.
The goat god.
No. How did I never realize you did that?
I just did it now. Alright, well, good session, everybody.
Yay!
Go team venture.
I got to pet the dog.